It's time for the Hold on to your teeth, this rooster's about to drop.
This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 100,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/roosterteeth. How's everyone doing? Welcome to podcast number 175.
You got our dubstep host in here.
We got a... Right now, it's Gus, Miles, and Bernie in here.
Yeah!
Keeping it real.
I am so happy. I have to give a big, fat thank you to everybody who went to Comic-Con this year and made it so I did not have to go to Comic-Con this year.
I thought
year.
You were going to give them a big, fat something else.
I don't know what that means. But if not for that, this podcast would have started with a gigantic yawn. Because, man, that was a run of conventions that we did, live events.
Yes.
The capper of which, at least for us, the capper of which, Gus... was RTX.
Yeah.
Yes. It's weird. I guess we haven't had really a podcast since then. I guess we recorded one at the event.
That's weird. You seem confused by
this.
Yeah,
this is totally normal. I'm totally confused. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, so RTX, you're saying that because it seems like a long time ago that we had RTX, but...
It was a week ago.
It was one podcast
a little over a week ago. Yeah, last podcast. Jesus.
And the last one, we did a live-streamed version of the audience-attended podcast.
Did you listen to that? It was really interesting to listen to.
Yeah.
Hearing the people laugh and...
Well, I read the comments, or not laugh, as was the case. Too bad you didn't save your Garfield joke for the live audience.
People like the Garfield joke. God. I got plenty of people defending me on Twitter
people
about that.
People love watching you bomb with that fucking awful joke. I was in Australia, and I thought it was so awkward, I could feel the awkwardness all the way from across the world. God. I also love that you were just like... Whenever you have a bomb joke, Gus, you just want to get away from it.
Yeah, because normally what I do is I just cut it. Whenever I don't know if you ever noticed that in the past. If I tell a joke that's awful and gets no reception, it gets cut.
Yeah, you but now that Lindsay's doing it, she doesn't cut it.
No, Lindsay just leaves it in there.
I'm bringing Lindsay in here. Let's talk to her about her cutting process.
So the recording in front of an audience was really interesting. I felt like it was definitely different. Like, I think some people... I don't know. It was just weird. I felt like we were having to react to people being there more. Or like I was more aware of the audience.
It was kind of like a sitcom. We had to wait for the shitty laugh track to subside before you keep going.
That's how we look at the audience, Miles. It's a shitty laugh track.
Yeah, thanks. You just insulted everyone.
Yeah, sorry, audience.
Miles is filling in for Jack on this podcast, apparently.
Oh, what's up, guys? Let me tell you about my fleshlight.
Fleshlight sucks. All right, hey, where's Jack today? How come he's not here? Because I know he's back in the office.
I forgot that he wouldn't be here. I forgot that he would be back in time. So
yeah.
I booked Miles.
Take that, Jack. What's up? Is that what happened? Your people, once you were booked, you were locked in, and that's it? That's
I just happened to be riding in here. He goes, what are you doing here? I'll be on the podcast.
I'll be honest. Okay. I thought he was Bernie. He was in the conference room with his laptop writing.
People.
I was like, hey, you're going to be on the podcast? He's like, yeah. I was like, oh, shit, it's Miles, isn't it?
So now you're committed?
You guys are starting to look a lot alike. I don't know if y'all have noticed that.
People keep telling me that. I don't know if they tell you that,
no,
Miles.
I get that, too. Joel says I can't wear, like, flannel shirts or something like that because I'll look like you or something like that.
I'm getting fucking sick of Joel. Can I tell you? I'm sick of Joel because Joel constantly prods me. All the time. He's making fun of me all the time. But when I poke fun at Joel back, he can't take it.
Oh, no. Don't ask him about the Higgs boson after that last podcast. Jesus.
He just can't take it.
He's supposed to be here right now. He said he would be here. I have no idea where he is. He's not in his office. I called him. I texted him.
All right, let's just start talking shit about
Joel
him.
Now's our chance.
We're throwing you under the fucking bus.
Not hard.
So did you feel weird? I'm sorry. I keep going back to it. Doing the podcast in front of people. I felt like there was a different rhythm to it almost.
Well, we also took questions, which is a little different. I mean, not everyone has been to a Rushi panel, But it's just basically like the podcast where but an audience member gets the microphone for about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then once that spotlight swings around and hits you, that spotlight can burn pretty bright.
Yeah.
You know, when we focus on you because we don't care if you came all the way from, you know, upstate New York. We're still going to fucking make fun of you.
You're on our show now, bitch.
Yeah. You're part of the process.
Yeah, freeze.
All right. Lindsay just joined us. Hey, Lindsay, we're in here bitching about the fact that you don't cut some of the stuff we want to get cut out of the editing process.
Well, like my bad jokes. Oh, hold on. Let me turn your volume up. Right here, there. There you go.
Give her a pair of headphones.
Or just sit there. Sit over here. Switch.
So Lindsay Tuggy is joining us. She is the lovely young lady who edits the podcast between when we record it and when we put it out.
Yes.
What is the big thing you edit out of the podcast? What's your process?
Let's see.
This?
Aside from listening to Pandora on a low level, which I got yelled at for.
God damn it. She listens to Pandora while she puts the podcast.
It's at a very, very low level. Like, it's not interfering.
I wonder why stuff doesn't get cut that we want cut. Could it be that you're listening to something else?
That's not true.
How do you listen to two things at once? That would drive me crazy.
I don't know. I guess
she's got 2 years.
Duh.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Is that one of your great jokes that we're not going to cut out of this thing?
That's going to be boost volume at that point.
She has money.
Can we get a +12 gain on that, please?
Gotta insert like the crickets. Get like a little soundboard going.
Fuck, we have enough of them here. We don't need to insert anything.
Cue siren clip.
It's a hard thing to do to edit what is typically about an hour and 15-minute podcast every single week,
mm-hmm.
and then she has to go in and insert all the links for the link dump because they're embedded in the MP4A.
M4A.
What is it?
M4A.
MP3s don't have any of the embeddings.
Fuck, they gotta stop making formats. They just gotta call it MP3, but just add new things to it.
Sound.
It's
like, this
is MP3.2.
No. Like, this is just the current version of MP3. I mean, how many different audio formats have there been over the course of the internet's history, Gus?
I don't know. Do you remember the first one I remember finding and interacting with was a .au file? Do you remember those?
I think that's a Sun Microsystems audio file.
It's a Sun Microsystems file. It's not from Australia.
No, it's not foreign.
That's the first one I encountered.
It's basically just Paul Hogan reading everything to you as Crocodile Dundee. That's
awesome.
Everything on the internet.
That's not a site.
There have been so many.
But listen. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't try not to think of myself as like one of those people who's brand loyal or anything like that. But there are certain formats that I just categorically hate. I'm not messing with them.
Like what?
I agree.
Like for audio, it's AIFF. For some reason, whatever that reason is, I just see that format. And I'm like, that sucks.
AIFF.
You're not like annoying. That?
No, they're great. I'm like that, but I like AIFF.
Okay, but which ones you hate then? Like AU.
I hate AU. Hate AU so much.
I'm not with images. Like, it seems like we're in an era now where we have to use .png files.
We have talked about PNGs, especially Miles Knows as an animator. Like, that is the best because it can fit in anything. It can fit in Final Cut, and I can layer it over a bunch of shit, or you can toss it in Photoshop and be awesome with it.
You're in TIFF's house, baby. You gotta step back.
I fucking hate TIFFs, too. I just want to use JPEGs. That's it.
Yeah,
I like her treats. I've heard
it's a lossy treats. Format. When you're working, you know, in production, you'd have something that's lossless.
It's going on the fucking internet. Who cares? I mean, seriously, a lossy format?
Y'all heard that.
When you're working that red versus blue's on the internet, right?
Yeah, we use JPEG impression for our videos. Man, do you remember when we started Red versus Blue?
I do.
And we had to host all the files ourselves?
Yeah, that sucked.
Do you know one of the biggest cost savings in the history of the company is when just randomly one day Adobe decided to turn Flash into a video codec? And they put that out because our files went from like a postage stamp size video that was about 90 megs for a minute and a half. Now we can do 4 or 5 minutes for like 18 meg, 25 meg.
It's beautiful.
It's awesome. So even though our show is getting more and more popular, it's like all of a sudden our bandwidth bill just dropped through the floor. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Especially before YouTube when we had to pay for all that stuff.
Yeah. And now Flash is going away.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, what's the MP4?
Yeah.
Yeah. Once again, just new format. I don't want to fucking keep
it. It's progress. You liked when Flash got introduced.
Okay.
You liked the new format.
It is true, but also video codecs are like one of those things now. We're losing parts of the internet, and the internet is supposed to be a self-documenting, like self-journaling entity. And so it's like when you go back to look at something and either HTML formats change, Gus, mm-hmm. or video formats change, you can't get those codecs anymore.
You can for the most part.
You're going to get the Cinepak codec by Radius? Where are you going to get that thing?
Come on. Who don't ever post shit on the internet with the Cinepak?
They did back in 2001.
This is the nerdiest fucking conversation I've ever heard.
They're speaking Chinese to me and they're like, what the fuck?
I remember that.
Yeah. I mean, the internet is essentially one enormous back catalog, and it is cool to go back and see stuff.
Until someone doesn't pay their fucking hosting bill and their site's offline.
There you go. Or the HTML format change and the browser can't read the page or it looks, you know.
Yeah,
looks
have you gone up. Back to an old site that you watched like before and you're like, what the hell? This is totally different. Like something you used to love. I went to Ebom's World recently. That was weird.
Pokemon website. Space Jam's official homepage.
Oh my God.
Whoa. I think Lindsay just informed us that she used to visit Ebom's
hell
World.
Hell yeah. Used to visit Ebom's World.
Ebom's World.
Fuck yeah.
People who made content for the internet. Because it would just fucking piss us off that those guys would rehost everything that we made.
Yeah.
And put Ebom's World on it. Yeah, and put their ads on it.
That's still a business model. There's still fucking sites that do that.
Man, where did I see that just recently? Where people were stripping that. I mean, the news agencies do that now. Like CBS, and I shouldn't throw names around. I don't know if CBS does that. But yeah, people will take videos and then just strip everything off of it. Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to be excited because they repost your video and you're getting publicity.
Yeah, that's right. We got in that fucking stupid ass argument with Brandon.
Yeah.
When that fucking shithole website rehosted our Siri video.
I remember
right.
that.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Motherfuckers.
That thing. I think you just referred to the Huffington Post as a shithole website.
Shithole. Ariana Huffington. Get off your fucking BlackBerry.
What is the Huffington Post? I never go there.
Hufflepuff
Post. It's just like a news aggregator. It's just what you said. Like it's like Ebom's World, but for news.
Oh, okay. And so our Siri video qualifies as news?
Yeah, it's got other sites.
It's informative. I learned a lot.
Tell me how to be angry at it, though. I don't know how to be angry. Is it like a liberal rag? Like, am I leaning conservative here and like calling it a liberal rag?
I think that's a fair assessment.
Okay, good. I just have to know how to hate stuff. It's important for me.
You got to know the context.
I do.
Liberal rag, check. Steals content, check.
Well, it's one of those things. It's
BlackBerry
tough.
User.
Because it's like, it's tough to get a video that just goes nuts. You know, we make videos all week, all month, all year. And then occasionally you have one that just goes wild and goes
those
crazy.
Gems.
And it's like, it's what, you know, you kind of work towards or get that. And for a lot of people, it's their only video. You know, they make one that kind of...
That's your piano cat.
It's a one-hit wonder. Cat.
Wow. Did I just mess that up? Too many cats today. Man. I had to deal with Joe.
You did the vaudeville version of keyboard cat.
Ragtime piano cat.
All right. If we're talking about keyboard cat, we got to talk about something that was big in the news this week.
I hope it was Keyboard Cat.
Well, how did you first hear about Keyboard Cat, Gus? Or was it big?
God, a few years ago. I don't know. I saw Becca tweeted something about it. That's how I heard about it.
Well, I first heard about it on Dig.com. It was a big meme on Dig.
Okay.
And I don't know if you guys heard, but Dig.com sold this week.
Really?
What? Dig, a few years ago, maybe more than a few years ago at this point, but Dig was it's a site, kind of like Reddit. You know, it's a news aggregator like Fark or Reddit. And it was the most popular site. Like, for us to get a video on the front page of Dig was a big fucking deal. Big deal. Because it meant a lot of traffic.
Was it a big deal?
Big with two Gs. Big.
But, you know, I got to say, though, too, I am saying it was a big deal, but that's the kind of thing you do all the time. Is like, you know, our site got, or your video got on the front page of Reddit, or our video got on the front page of Dig or whatever. It never means as much traffic, either, as you think it does. Like, it's not quite as big a deal. It is a cool marketing thing because you have a lot of people outside commenting on it and discovering something for the first time, but it really doesn't amount to all that many views.
Unless it's on Reddit, you get a lot of karma. Just throwing that out there. I mean, upvotes everywhere.
A lot of rumors.
As a website that actually has karma that counts for something, it's kind of weird that people chase all that karma on Reddit.
It is weird. I don't really get that.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I say I don't understand why people like karma, but then if like I post something, I get a bunch of downvotes, so I suddenly just feel really bad.
Really? Yeah. I just don't give a shit.
I got you.
That's what I'm going for.
Downvote me, bitch.
See, once again, that fear of rejection crops up again.
Gone wild, here I come.
Oh, God.
Let's go back to that second, because I want to make a note here. I got to know what the motivation is behind Gone Wild posts.
What the motivation is? It's, hey, people, look at me, tell me I'm pretty. That's the motivation behind people posting on Gone Wild.
We said we're going back to that.
Miles is like, I'm not waiting. I'm jumping right into this. But Dig.com sold this week, and they sold for $500,000. And about 3 years ago, maybe a little more at this point, they were in talks to be purchased by Google for $200 million.
Damn.
So it is a classic example of the window.
Just for clarification, I saw an Ars Technica article that said that $500,000 was not the actual total aggregate price. That was for a portion of Dig.com.
That was bought by
some weird investment company.
Right, like internet startup. They're going to merge it with News.me?
Right, something fucked up.
Sounds really
like
good. I'm really excited about that.
When you combine all of the different assets that were purchased, the final total price for everything put together was about $16 million.
And at one point being worth about $200 million, speculative.
Yeah, it's still a huge difference.
And I think that if you look at them, like, there's
I think it's TechCrunch that if you ever look up a site, they also tell you all their funding they've gotten, because mm-hmm. a lot of these sites are funded by venture capitalists where they go through rounds of funding. And I think Digg was up to like $28 million in venture capital funding.
Damn.
Yeah. And people always, you know, I mean, essentially people get really excited about that. They go, wow, this company raised, you know, $8 million in this round of financing.
Whoa!
But, oh, wow, Karen showed up with four beers.
Karen's my favorite person right now.
Thank you. So what happens in that
case?
Thank you for the beer. So have a seat, Kara. So like, let's say I'm a venture capitalist. I step in. I give Digg $28 million. They sell for a total of 16. Am I shit out of luck? Do I lose $12 million?
Well, yeah. I mean, the money's gone.
Is this
like,
gone?
They didn't... I don't think so.
Yes. Oh, don't use your teeth on the beer bottle.
They don't get a cut of advertising during the run? Like, they don't get any revenue?
I'm sure it's all different. I'm sure it's all different, but I don't think Digg ever approached profitability in the entire time it ran. Like, even when it's heyday, it was approaching profitability.
Wow.
I mean, they were... I don't know. This is total speculation.
Stop it. Sorry, God. Oh, my God!
Kara just took off a beer bottle cap with her tongue. Whoa. My brain is gone. Wow. That was still intimidating.
I should take a picture of that.
She was staring right at me, too. That was so intimidating.
Look what she did in that bottle cap with her teeth. What the... All right,
she's a shark.
Lindsay, I'm going to give this to you.
Thanks.
The other thing we're supposed to do is we're supposed to give Lindsay...
I don't know what just happened, but I liked it.
Hey,
that's awesome.
What are you wearing?
A shirt?
No, on your face. What did you get? What is that?
It's a ring.
Did you get engaged?
No, I'm not engaged.
Well, you're wearing a fucking engagement ring.
Not an engagement ring. It was a gift. It's a promise.
It's on the ring. It's on the finger. There's one finger. Do you have anything on that?
We're talking to Lindsay, by the way, here. So what's going on with that? I just noticed that.
I was given this a long time ago.
Sure you were.
I'm serious. By
that
Mr.
is not
Jones
a twist off.
Door.
That's why I bit it.
Can you bite it?
Yeah.
Someone needs to take a video of her doing that.
All right, hold on. Let me take a video of
Kara. Hey, welcome,
Kara.
Guys. This is Kara. Nice to see y'all. Thanks for the intro.
Bite it.
Sorry, we're too busy biting the bottle caps off of beer.
Like, no one thinks I can do it.
Texas.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
Oh, God.
We gotta have a video going here. Okay, here we go.
Here's
a video.
Okay, I'll get close to the mic.
Oh, I'm gonna get the background, the Gears of War bus that we're doing. Wait, no. Alright, I'll do it.
Oh,
nice!
Oh my God!
That's impressive.
That's disgusting.
Shark.
Wow.
That made me cringe.
How did you learn that you could do that?
It's really not hard. I think I just tried one time and I was
Let me guess, you were drunk.
Probably.
Oh, God, don't do that.
You're going to hurt yourself.
Well, don't tell me that after you embarrass me.
Well, you have to know how to do
it. She's like, put it down, old man.
Yeah, right? Can't do it.
Oh,
jeez. I can't look.
Do you do that at parties?
I can also. I can open a beer with a set of keys, though. I don't need to waste my beautiful teeth.
Can you open it with your belly button?
You know, you're going to. You have beautiful teeth, Kara. I hate to see you with a big crack, too. You look like a hockey player.
Oh, thanks. Hey, that would be good.
No, I said I don't want you to do it.
Oh.
All right. So, obviously with this Digg discussion, people were all over, you know, like, oh, ha-ha, you know, Digg didn't sell for enough money. And they're comparing it to Reddit a lot, because Reddit, you know, went into vogue as Digg was falling out of favor. But there's a flip side to this as well. It's like, yeah, Reddit's really popular. What people don't realize is that the window works on both sides of, like, when is the prime time to, like, get out of this company or sell the company or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you can make the argument that Reddit sold too soon. They sold to Condé Nast in, I think, like, 2008.
Yeah.
Miles, do you even know who Condé Nast is?
I'm going to be honest with you, I have no idea.
No.
See, Condé Nast.
It's a huge publishing company. Like, Condé Nast Traveler, right, is the big, like...
I think... That's one of their magazines.
They publish a lot of periodicals.
I want to say it's a $7 billion a year company.
Yeah.
And the owners of Reddit reportedly sold for about $6 to $7 million in 2008. And now Reddit's worth about $190-200 million. So there's two flip sides of this. I mean, it's like, you know, you could sell at the right time and miss your window, or you sell too early and you watch your thing just grow.
It's like the guys who sold MySpace.
Right.
They fucking hit it dead on.
You know, I'm friends with that guy, Tom, on MySpace.
Yeah. Well, we're all friends with that guy.
I should write to him and ask him. Does that mean I can private message Tom and ask him how things are going?
I remember after MySpace sold for $500 million, and then I think Yahoo was trying to buy Facebook for $2 billion, and Mark Zuckerberg turned him down. I thought, that is the dumbest guy in the world.
Yeah, MySpace was bought for $500 million by Fox.
Yeah.
And it was like, what? $500 million for MySpace? It seemed ridiculous. Half a billion dollars. And then Mark Zuckerberg made the comment that he wouldn't sell Facebook. Facebook was worth at least $1 billion. Everybody's like, shut up, Mark Zuckerberg. You idiot. And then sure enough, he turned out to be right. You know? And he turned down $2 billion, and now it's worth what?
Oh, like 100 billion, I believe.
100?
Jesus.
Wow.
I don't know if you remember this.
What is that,
but
a dollar a friend?
No. After Facebook turned down the $2 billion acquisition offer, Rooster Teeth wrote and distributed a press release.
Right.
Saying we would entertain any buyout offers for $2 billion. Anybody who's interested in buying a social network.
We're not dicks.
Yeah, we would be totally cool about it. We're not like Facebook. We'll sell you our company for $2 billion.
Oh, we won't embarrass you in the news and say, no, we're not going to take your offer.
Sadly, nobody took the offer.
It was sad. It was a really sad day.
I had already priced out the Maybach that I wanted and everything.
There was this dude in Nigeria, though, who, like, the way to get the check seemed a little difficult.
All right, here, I'm going to read this real fast. Just a reminder, this podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 100,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. For our listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service. One audiobook to consider is 50 Shades of Grey. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/roosterteeth. That's audiblepodcast.com/roosterteeth. Why'd y'all laugh?
Okay, I want another bottle with the teeth.
Nice.
Y'all need a bottle of
fierce.
Oh my god. Have you read 50 Shades of Grey?
I read a free excerpt that you can see on Amazon.
Let me guess. Was it racy?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was really weird, and I realized why afterwards. I guess the author is British, but she was writing American characters.
Oh. Okay.
So every now and then there'd be a weird thing, like an American would refer to an elevator as a lift or, something like that.
A torch is a flashlight.
Yeah, it's like, wait, what?
They would stop mid-sex to eat cheeseburgers, basically.
Is that when you go get Gavin? You're like, Gavin, what does this say? Tell me, please.
Is this hot? I don't know. Well, where is Gavin? Gavin's coming back. So Gavin comes back today?
I believe that Gavin is on a plane right now coming back from the UK.
Nice.
And while he was there, I know he shot some more Slow Mo Guys stuff.
Yeah.
So if you're a Slow Mo Guys fan, you should expect to see even more in the future. He shoots a lot at once. Like, he shoots like 10 episodes in a week. You know, maybe potentially even more.
Yeah, he was telling us that he and his, I cannot remember his friend's name. I'm so sorry. Thank you. He says that they both just get together one afternoon and we'll film like 10 episodes at a time. Just like, why the hell not? Let's just spend 2 hours to do this. Yeah.
So what do you want to film some motion today?
My cat running up this fence.
What should we explode today?
It really is awesome to have a camera that when you point it at something, it just makes it awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, we're going to film the gutter pouring rain down the curb and it's going to look like the most beautiful thing that you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good investment in a piece of equipment. I don't own any pieces of equipment that are like that.
Those things are fucking expensive, though.
I feel like there's a flip side, though. There's some things that you could film that's like are just a million times worse in slow motion.
Oh,
I'm not
going to
throw out an example.
No,
people walking.
You have
yeah,
to.
like
vomiting.
I gotta see it now.
No, you don't.
Gavin, get on that right now.
I gotta see Kara opening a beer bottle in slow motion.
They put in that awesome slow motion music that they do in every video. Just like the dude like falling out of Sixth Street Bar. You get to see like the horror in the face of his friends.
Did I ever tell you when I was in Amsterdam, I saw someone thrown out of a bar like in a cartoon. The bouncer picked him up by the collar of his shirt and the belt and like
swung him out.
Kicked him out into the street. He landed on his chest and the guy
awesome.
Just like a cartoon, stood up, dusted himself off, and then kept walking down the street.
One of these days, I want to see a fight that escalates to such a level that it creates a small dust cloud where I can only see like fists and legs coming out. That's what I want to see in life.
That's who's winning.
Then a dude was hit by lightning. He was just like a black cinder with eyes, and that was it.
But his eyeballs stay behind.
That's it.
And they blink once.
Is this before or after he gets hit with that anvil that comes out?
Yeah.
It's after. It's after. You got to finish with the lightning.
So that must be a bouncer's dream. It's like my whole life. I'm prepared for this. I'm just going to chuck this guy out of the street.
Like he updates his Twitter. He's like, finally toss some asshole out of the bar. Hashtag awesome.
Do you know why he was tossed out?
No, I was not in that bar. Like, I had just gotten Amsterdam. I just walked up the train. I was like, oh, look. This is where the red light district, all the bars are there. Let's walk over there. I started walking. Like the first thing I saw at the very first bar on the edge of the red light district was some dude getting thrown out by his collar and belt.
The red light district.
The best part of that story is Gus is right off the train straight to the red light district. No hotel.
Listen, nothing. Where else are you going to go? Honestly, when I went...
Check in.
When I went to Amsterdam, I don't know if you know this part of the story. I was in London with Jason and Joel, actually. And we had some time between our events that we were there for. We had like 4 days to kill. So we were like, let's go down to the train station and go to Amsterdam. Joel was like, no, not going to Amsterdam.
Of course.
So fine. So Jason and I go to Amsterdam. We literally had the idea, walked straight to the train station, had no luggage, had no hotel waiting for us in Amsterdam. We're like, we'll just figure it out when we get there. So I got there, walked to the red light district, had nothing. We were like, if worse comes to worse, we'll sleep in a train station.
Yeah. If worse comes to worse.
That's not the worst.
Yeah. If worse comes to worse, I might have been doing some awful things.
Have you seen Taken, Gus? Leave Neeson, we'll find you.
We had no plans. We just showed up. Just had fun.
If worse comes to worse, you're behind one of those windows trying to earn money.
Right, exactly. Dude,
I used to work for that guy.
I guarantee you I would not have been on the main avenue. I'd have been like at the side alley with the old ladies.
Would you have tassels?
Yeah.
It's like those moments we have, like, wow, that girl looks just like Angelina Jolie. Wait a minute. Girl? Great girl? It's like,
uh-oh.
You guys ever been to Amsterdam or anything like that?
I don't get out much.
It's pretty interesting.
Germany.
You know, they're cutting down on a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. I think I read that it's going to be illegal for non-citizens to do drugs in the red light district.
Right? I heard about they're that. Doing drug crackdowns, yeah.
That's is correct. Like, only their citizens are responsible enough to do drugs.
Right? That's
true. Well, that's probably true.
Well, I think the big deal is that their citizens understand the laws.
Yeah.
And when they take mushrooms and dive into a canal and die, their family doesn't sue, you know?
Right. They're like, well, he's stupid.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They're just embarrassed by it. I remember when I was in Japan just recently, we were under a bridge, and there was all these kind of uniform boxes, mm-hmm. and some of them had feet kind of sticking out of them, like someone laying down. And we had a guy that was taking us around, someone we knew there. And I asked her, I said, what's the all these like little boxes, constructions here? She goes, oh, that's where homeless people go. When they're homeless, they go there so that you don't have to see them being homeless because they're ashamed by it. I was like, yeah, we could use a little bit of that. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's not in America. Nobody's ashamed of homeless.
Makes sense, though. They're all about honor still. Like,
not racist.
I feel like they're more honorable here than I get. Well, there than here. I feel like here we're just like, whatever. We don't give a shit. We're our pants low.
No, people fake homelessness just to get some money on the side of the street. It's like,
you believe that? Karen, do you believe that? That people are like on the side of the street?
I know for a fact. I saw a guy one time. This was about 2 years ago in Austin. And I was sitting in traffic waiting on a light, and I literally saw this older man get out of a car with a cardboard sign and took off like his nicer kind of like button down shirt, put on this raggedy one, walks up to the corner, sits down, and then just pulls up the sign. And I'm looking like, did I really just see that?
Must train.
Like, come on, you can get a better job.
Are you sure he didn't just come from a job interview? Like, the halfway house didn't give him a ride, and he's not taking care of his clean shirt.
Gustin, when did you get people to
talk about that?
I just want to get Kara.
Of course,
all right. Kara so mad she started spitting bottle caps at people.
Wasn't there that famous homeless person in New York? It was a lady who they found out she was actually worth like a couple billion or something, or a million, I'm sorry, because she had like saved up over years and years and years, and that's all she did was be homeless.
I think that's a welfare case, actually. Like,
really?
She was called she had a, like, it was almost like a pyramid scheme, but with welfare within one family. They just had an enormous amount of social services coming into this one household.
Crazy.
And it was a ridiculous amount of money. But did you guys hear about the, there's a homeless guy, Gus, stop me when this sounds illegal. There's a homeless guy in Austin who is doing aggressive panhandling,
mm-hmm.
is what they're calling it, where he'll get in your car.
No.
And then tell you to give him money. And then he wants money. He usually wants about $5. And if people don't have money, he says, well, then why don't we just go to an ATM and you give money? And
I'm all out of money, but here's a shotgun shell, bitch. What?
Yeah, people take him to an ATM. And they're just calling it, they're calling that aggressive panhandling. They're not calling that mugging.
I call it fucking horrifying.
Yeah. Isn't that like kind of breaking your memory?
Don't people lock their car doors? Don't most cars automatically lock as soon as you put them in drive?
Not mine.
People in weird social situations will make bad decisions. Like, if the guy knocks, they might open their door.
I'm
trying to find the article.
There's no positive outcomes that come from that.
Quit hitting the fucking table.
We want more.
What are you going to do, guys?
I'm going to kick you out of here.
Look at this. What are you going to do? She's fronting now.
She's like, it's a couple of bottle caps in her, and she'll say anything.
You know, there's one guy, this one homeless person in town, who hangs out in the area where I live.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Nathan. And he's a blind dude.
Yeah.
Or like partially blind. And he walks around with a cane.
Yeah.
And he always acts like he's lost. He's like, where am I? I don't know. And then he guilts people into giving him a trip to go get a new cane or something.
What's this guy look like?
He's like a tall black dude. He's probably
I know that guy. Yeah, no, he's in the same same thing.
Yeah, he says, like, oh, I just need a couple dollars to go get a new cane from the Texas School for the Blind. He gets a few dollars from you. He asks you to take you. Ask you to take him to Texas School for the Blind. Then on the way, he's like, no, wait, and he stopped by my friend's house first.
Miles is reliving all of this, like, holy shit.
I'm going to be honest, I felt really bad about this. One time he ran into me, and he gave me that whole spiel. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm lost. I don't know where I'm going. But, like, I've run into people like that before, and I'm going to be honest. I still feel bad about this, even though I think he was trying to, you know, get my money. But I slowly started to walk away mid-sentence to see if he was, like, really blind.
It's like, it's
because, like, seemingly, I just kind of, like, slowly tiptoed away mid-sentence.
Dude, you're
like,
a scum.
I thought there was a kind, caring person. Here we go.
Once he gets the money, he makes you take him to 12th and Chicago, where he buys crack. Like, he just gets out of your car.
In class, I had to go. I was like, I'm sorry, I fixed that to go.
No, you did the right thing. Don't give that guy money.
So you're paying for the guy's habit, and you're driving him there to buy drugs.
So you've done this before, obviously. No, you know his name and all the information about him.
You know the intersection?
Yeah. On my neighborhood email list, we talk about it all the time, and sometimes he'll be walking down my street, and he'll see me, and he'll be like, oh, what street is this? I said, Nathan, I'm going to go inside and call the police now, so you better find somewhere else to go.
Oh, Jesus.
Gus does not fuck around.
I do not fuck around with that guy.
It makes you feel any better, Miles. A blind guy tapped me on campus with his cane. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm in your way. But he did not move around me. He proceeded to try and feel for what was in front of him, which was me, but I was very scared and didn't know how to respond. I was like, So I went, it's okay, it's me. It's me, man. It's me.
It's me. Okay. I'm sure he's like, all right. Oh, shit. It's me. I totally got it now.
Yeah, I was on campus one time. We have a school for the blind and a school for the deaf in Austin.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're big rivals in basketball.
In basketball? Why? Let's go over here where that joke isn't.
So, I was on the UT campus one time, and I was across the street, and I saw some blind guy walking, and he crossed a driveway, and where the sidewalk goes across the driveway. But in the middle of the driveway was an enormous 18-wheeler trailer that was, like, extending out in the street. So the guy's just walking on his path, which I'm assuming if you're blind and you're in a routine, you walk the same path every day.
I don't know how they do it.
I don't know how they do it either. They count steps or something?
They have, like, a mental map. Mm-hmm. They're nuts.
Yeah, and I guess everything else compensates if you lose one of your senses, but like you sense of caring. But he was—I could see him. He was standing there, like at the truck, and he was just sitting perfectly still. And he was just like—I could tell he was like trying to like take in what this was, like because it's like we're hitting a wall, basically.
Where are you?
And so I walked across the street, and I said, "Are you? You're trying to figure out what's going on?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Can you tell me where I am? Because I don't know where I am. I thought I was in one place, but I'm not." I go,
God,
"You're probably
scary.
In the same place." I go, "There's a big 18-wheeler that's just parked here in the way." And so I was like, took his arm and like got him in the right place. But it's one of those things, like, so many people were just walking around him, like, it's like, and I could tell it was just one of those social situations where anybody would have liked to have helped him, but they just didn't feel like it was appropriate to help him.
And they probably didn't feel like it was appropriate to be like, hey, can you guys help me?
What's shitty is when you go to help people occasionally and they get really pissed off at you for doing it. They're like, I got it, it's okay.
I can do this myself.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
Yeah. No, what's shitty is that I walk him into a fountain. I'm like, that's a bad deal.
Oh, no.
So I got him, but it's like I felt bad because it's like then I started to really think about it. Did I put him in the place and like get him in the right path? Like I described him where he is. Like, oh, we're gonna go to the stairwell outside of Welch, which is one of our halls there. You know,
Welch,
like, doesn't know where that is. Yeah. You know what I
mean? Right near that one red building.
What is red?
Yeah, that's the thing.
What is red?
Carol is playing the role of the blind person in this.
All right.
You really captured the character in that one.
Yeah, well, she's like providing closed caption for differently able people listening to podcasts. It's like she's assisting in some way herself.
Thank you for your service, Kara.
Oh, glad to be here. Glad to help.
Yeah, I have to admit, you came in with beer that you opened with your teeth. There's nowhere to go from there but down. I mean, it's like.
But down? I think there's nowhere to go
from there. I don't know if she brings back more beer. I'd still be on her side.
Plus, she bangs the table.
Yeah. People are banging the table constantly.
So okay, let me ask you this, Gus. Lindsay, does it piss you off when Gus gets mad at everybody on the podcast for yelling or banging the table when he doesn't have anything to do with taking out the bangs? What are you so upset about?
It doesn't make me mad because I can relate because I'm like, fuck, there's a bump. But then I'm like, would Gus cut out this bump? No, he wouldn't.
Yes, I would. Gus would not be listening to Pandora, and Gus would be cutting every fucking bump.
Everybody now, beer bottles on the floor. Okay, I guess cannot
say. There's
a lot of talking over, I will say that. Talking over happens a bit. That I can totally relate with you when you're like, shut up, stop. I'm like, I agree, I don't know who the fuck's talking right now.
Yeah, you just gotta get the story out.
Alright, do you agree with that? Because there's times when the audience tells us they like when people yell over each other.
It's fun when you see the clusterfuck, but I guess from an editing standpoint, I'm like, oh my god, it just sounds like you're in one room and you're all fighting.
It's also fun when it happens occasionally, not when it goes on for 45 minutes straight.
Speaking of which, where the hell's Joel? We gotta get him in here.
I don't know, I sent him a bunch of texts and
he was
I called him on speaker.
Joel.
Call him and put him on speaker.
We've been doing too many videos with Joel.
Yeah. I know how it works now.
I'm gonna talk about these things for a second while you try to find Joel. So,
those things are
I don't know if you listened to last week's podcast or not, but we gave away a couple of video game replicas made by Project Triforce. And we still have some more they wanted us to give away to people who listen to the podcast.
Can you gangland that, or is it too heavy?
It's pretty heavy. For those of you
at home, Gus is...
So what is that weapon called in Gears of War?
This is a snub pistol from the Gears of War franchise, and it's fucking heavy, but it looks really, really cool.
Kara's intimidating with this gun.
So we're gonna
have... Kara, she's got some guns! Look at that.
Guns with the guns.
Look at that.
Ooh. Wait a second. Wait, hold on. Real quick. While we're talking about Kara's arms, you came up to me earlier today and you said, hey, Miles.
That's a whole other conversation. Let me finish my fucking story.
Oh, god damn it. Okay, fine. Go.
I'm trying to give some stuff away to the listeners here. So we have one of those COG snub pistols to give away. We gave away one of those last week. And we also have two of those Marcus Phoenix busts over there with the gold lancer. Right? I don't know if y'all can see it back over there.
Oh, yeah. That's cool looking.
Yeah,
he's hot.
Dude,
hot.
I was just thinking the same.
You're thinking Marcus Phoenix.
We got two of those to give away, and then one of the COG snub pistols.
We need to have a talk.
I'm not feeling the stash.
I gotta say that video games get a lot of bullshit for having ridiculous female characters. There are just as many ridiculous male characters.
Yeah,
do you know a single dude that looks like Marcus Phoenix?
Absolutely fucking not. He has fingers the size of sausages and a neck the size of a tree trunk.
So guess what else he is?
What?
Kara.
See?
What is
red?
He's not real, Kara.
Have you ever met a dude who looks like either M. Bison or Zangief in real life either?
I hope to one day.
I mean, these people exist, but it's like in video games, it's everybody.
Yeah. Danny DeVito kind of looks like Mario.
Every character is either like that if it's a dude or a super skinny big boob girl.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's always an extreme one.
However, Gus, I mean, not to like pull that whole reverse, well, if things were different, but you know, if we complained about the representation of men in the male body in video games, people would be like, just shut up, pussy, work out. They'd be like, shut your fucking mouth, you know? So, it goes both ways.
That's fine.
I agree.
I don't mind looking at a hot dude.
Who's the hottest dude in video games? Ever.
Oh my god, fuck. Luigi? Does that count?
Get the hell out of here, Luigi.
I think Samus is pretty hot, but that's a girl.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Awesome. Keep going.
Me and Samus.
Go on. Hey, did you see, Kara, that Lindsay has a ring on?
I do. Yeah, I came in your eyes as you started talking about that.
So what's the story?
Yeah, you
get to find out about that?
Yeah, fuck, Lindsay?
When did you get it? Because he made
Kara knows more about it than everyone else.
He made a tweet the other day about 6 month anniversary spending a lot of time together.
You've had this for a while, though, haven't you?
Yeah, I've had this ring probably since Christmas.
I might have helped approve.
You might have.
Oh,
yes. Wait.
Oh, that's that ring. Oh, I knew about this ring.
Kara and Barbara may have been consulted for approval. I'm glad you guys know my style. Thank you.
So have you been wearing it this whole time, and we just noticed?
Yes and no. It was a little small, and I had it off for a while to get it resized, but it's probably been on me for like a month now.
Now listen.
Aww.
As an adult, mature adult male in your life...
Mature, I don't know about that.
I feel like I had the obligation to tell you what a terrible decision this is. Have you really thought this through all the way?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know this guy.
Yes.
Michael. I don't know. I got questions.
Wait, what? Do I really know Michael? Do I know Michael Vincent Jones?
So when he... when Michael goes off mic, is he as ragey as he is on mic?
Vincent.
Yes. There's a lot of shits and fucks in the morning, but I'm the same way.
Gross.
Is that what y'all do in the morning?
Shooting Michael in your
phone. All right, now I know y'all's morning routine.
should we bring Michael in here?
If we do that, we should kick one person out.
All right, we'll wait then.
Yeah,
maybe we'll have a Lindsay and Michael spoiler cast. We gotta have another spoiler cast.
We should.
Yeah.
Because we really like the one that we did for
Massive.
Mass Effect. Yeah. We were supposed to do one for Avengers, and we didn't. But I think we could do one for either Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad just started.
Oh, yeah.
So we talk about. Did you watch the first episode of Breaking Bad?
I have not seen it yet. I will see it by the time this podcast is out.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, they did break up the last season of Breaking Bad into two seasons.
I hate when they do that.
Why?
It's just one season. It's still, it's not two full-length seasons. They go for two half-seasons.
Right.
Why not just put it all out?
Battlestar Galactica, I think, was the first person to do that, where they had season 2.5, is what they called it.
Yeah. Stupid. So stupid.
They even released DVDs of the first part of the
before
season.
Before the second part of the season
obnoxious.
Was even out.
Yeah.
I blame The Sopranos for the start of that.
I hear you.
For their long hiatus between seasons.
But, here's how I look at it. I look at it as they have, the HBO with The Sopranos has established a new kind of series, like one of these like super high production value series that it takes a while to come out, you know? Right. I mean, they're still faster than movies and you get a shitload more content than movies.
They had like 18-month breaks. Didn't they have a 24-month break?
A movie, you get longer than that, don't you? I mean, you get 3 years. How long between Return of the King and The Hobbit? That's like 9 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but they were putting those out every year.
They made them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, it's only 4 hours. You get 4 hours in two episodes. Or I guess it's four episodes of The Sopranos.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I like this new, like, Uber TV series stuff they're doing.
I like that, too.
I'm a fan of TV, so.
And I'm
a fan of Netflix. I don't watch that TV.
I'm a huge TV person.
Plus, I watch everything in bursts. I don't sit there week to week waiting for it to come out, really.
Yeah, unless you yourself like Breaking Bad.
I know.
You did that for the first few seasons, and now you're screwed like the rest of us.
I know. It's true. It's true. And I like it so much, I can't help but watch it every single week.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I can never remember what happened the previous week. Like,
it's just a part of growing up, Bernie.
That was the first 5 minutes of watching Breaking Bad. Was talking to everybody in the room, like, where was he in the last season? What is this guy?
I've been rewatching all the back catalog trying to get ready for this season. Because I knew that was going to fucking happen.
I'm not doing that.
You're not?
Nope, I'm not doing that. People should, like, edit together, like, a primer. So it's like, this is enough to know.
The best parts of every episode that's happened,
or just like to refresh my memory, you know, or the people who watch the show. Yeah.
Usually they do that. Do they not do like some sort of like recap at the beginning?
They don't do that. On Breaking Bad.
Yeah, they don't do that.
Check it out, this dude does meth. Here you go.
But I got to tell you, when they do that, like they usually do that on Lost all the time.
Yeah.
Carrie, did you watch Lost?
I watched it a little bit at the beginning. I watched Weeds a lot, and then I watched Curb
Your Enthusiasm. We're only asking about Lost.
No, are you out on me today? Guess that's
an
in for me. What did I do
to you
guys?
You said Marcus Phoenix is hot.
You're banging
fucking bottles. What? I have my little pinky finger down now, so I can't do that.
When in doubt.
No, I'm interested to know what Kara watches, because Kara, I think, is the most different of anyone else who works here. Like, I think a lot of people, they said they watch. Do you watch Lost? Most people who work here would say yes. They watched it at one point.
I watched it at one point, yes.
But like, what's like your favorite TV show of all time? Quite frankly, I was a little surprised at your Curb enthusiasm.
Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Curb or...
Do you watch Housewives?
Curb or It's Always Sunny.
Really?
Do I watch all Housewives?
So I guess not that different.
It was okay for a while. Now I don't like any of the people anymore.
Now it's not as good as it used to be.
Too much of an asshole.
Curb.
I'm going to ask a terrible question that I really don't want to know the answer to.
Oh, God.
Do you watch The Bachelorette, Bachelor shows?
You don't? I hate
Okay. So not as different as I actually thought.
There you go.
I can respect that.
Proud of you. You are challenging all of our stereotypes today, Kara.
Okay, good.
You don't watch The Bachelorette, and you can open up your bottle with your teeth.
All right.
Wait. I just remembered. Kara's arms. Kara, you have a freaky thing going on with your arms. Kara came up to me today and she goes, hey, so I haven't been able to feel, like, my forearms for, like, 5 days.
5 days, what she told me to.
I'm like, really? She goes, yeah, I can't feel it. Do you think that's bad? I'm like, yes, I think that's bad. You should go to a doctor. Her first instinct, she goes, well, why? Because you can't feel your fucking arms for the past 5 days.
When did it start?
Did you pinch a nerve?
I think like right after RTX. Maybe I just don't know.
That sounds work related. I'm sure.
No.
I'm sure it's not.
Right.
Totally coincidence.
That signature. Which I'll do. No. I think it'll be. I'll just wait it out. It's weird. It's right in my forearm, just in one muscle area. It feels like it's numb, but
famous last
word. It feels like it's numb, but it doesn't tingle. It's just dead.
Yes.
Yeah, it's cancer.
No, Bernie told me earlier it was AIDS. He's like, you have AIDS. All right. And then he goes, that's the answer for anything. You know, your throat hurts, you have AIDS.
AIDS cancer.
So never ask Bernie.
I learned all my medical knowledge from the internet. Everything is either cancer or AIDS. That's it.
Anything other than that is way better. So why not be told AIDS first?
It's never lupus.
Never. And every couple of years it's bird flu. That's it. AIDS, cancer, or bird flu. That's it.
Damn it, Spain.
You know, I read a thing. Did we talk about the chart that I saw, which was the ways that people die, and they charted 100 years ago versus today.
I don't saw that on Reddit.
I don't think so.
You saw that chart too?
Yeah, that's yeah.
Cool. I think New York Times did it. Yeah. It's like, it's crazy that...
This is like bubonic plague?
And yeah, bubonic plague, probably.
Well, that was a big one years ago.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Wow.
Lindsay, again. When was the bubonic plague?
I'm going to say where? 1600s.
1600s?
Yes, I apologize.
And where was it?
Europe.
Okay. Do you know
what was going on in Europe back in the 1600s?
It's not, everyone thinks that it's rats, but it's actually the mice that, or the fleas that were on top of the mice/rats are the ones that would carry the disease.
Correct.
Right? And then it's supposed to have an effect kind of like AIDS. People believe that people who descended now have the certain genes. You guys talked about it on the podcast, but I read about it too, where they can like deflect the HIV virus because it's the same thing as the bubonic plague, basically.
Yeah. The immunity that people inherited for the bubonic plague makes them immune to HIV as well.
Was, oh, okay.
It's like 10%, I think, of the Anglo-Saxon population that comes out of Europe.
She'll right. explain
so
science.
You're fucked, Gus.
I am fucked.
I got, it's one of the things they test for on that genetic test that I took.
Are you, did you,
I,
do you have it?
I don't have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're fucked too.
I was... Oh, I
do you
I was,
have AIDS now?
Why are my arms numb? That way, I can admit, it's like, you know... I want the advantage. Like, I realize the advantage is not fair,
yeah.
but when I don't have it, then I'm like, I want the unfair advantage. I really do. I want it. And I'm disappointed that I don't have it.
Yeah,
well,
that'd be awesome.
Well, hey, well. Kara is giving up her seat to
bye,
let Joel Heyman sit
bye,
down.
Guys.
Love
can
you.
Thank you.
Watch this, Joel. Watch what she's going to do.
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't do it again.
Do it. Ninja.
No, that's not ninja. It's fucking gross.
Later, guys.
I would just like to tell the podcast audience that Kara is single. And she is available to open your
mouth.
Just watch out for her fucking teeth.
Has a dentist seen you do that before?
I bet you would be really
psyched. Why did you take my teeth?
These are yours?
Yeah.
These are the production trap, aren't they?
Nice. Nice try, Kara.
I was just driving.
Does this mean I have to drink the beer? This means I have
here,
to drink
I'll take
the beer.
It if you don't want it.
Thank you,
well, no,
Kara.
I mean, I'll drink the beer.
All right, you'll drink it.
Hey, Joel, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, hi.
We thought you could join us. Yeah, that's actually Kara was filling in for you very nicely because she banged the table from beginning to end.
People love it. People love banging the table. That's the only reason they listen to the podcast is the banging table noise.
Joel's idea of why people listen to the podcast is so different than everybody else.
A lot of drummers.
Oh, yeah.
They want to hear us talk about the Higgs boson.
You got to keep the beat. You got to keep the beat. I think I was money on all that. I don't think I was wrong on anything that I said.
Neil Perry listens all the time.
I stand behind everything that was said.
Joel, do you think the Higgs boson discovery will be good for us or bad for us long term?
No, we're all doomed. Yeah, okay. No, I mean, it's got to be good. It's got to be good, right?
But you're like,
anytime science moves forward, it's got to be good.
I guess.
Well,
sight, World War One.
I mean, unless you're Japanese in 1945.
Do you guys remember weird theory about black holes?
What?
That black holes in space are just civilizations that progress to the point where they destroyed themselves to science. Like they tried to do what we're doing right now.
And we have too much science.
Oops. And that's what black
we
holes
just
are.
To
probably,
make a cool
but
iPhone.
Is there anything cooler than a black hole? I mean, really, if we can just create one, that pretty much justifies our civilization, doesn't it?
It does?
What?
They're very cool.
It'd be cool if you could make a black hole and you like fire it with a slingshot at other
at
places.
People?
Yeah, fuck them up. That'd be cool.
You know how many people would be sent into black holes? Are you kidding me? I would do that every morning when I came to the office. I'd be like, I don't like you today.
You'd be like, shit, fuck black hole.
So if we did make a black hole, though, would that destroy us? Or would it just, or would, as the black hole grew, like say they built, they discovered one or actually made one in CERN in France, right?
Discovered a black hole that's been secretly residing in France.
How
come those news has been coming out of France lately? I wonder what's going on over there.
It was under the
no news, no light, nothing.
But like, would it expand and would it slow down time enough to where, like, it wouldn't be this cataclysm where we're destroyed. It's just like we slow down on a relative scale, and from the outside looking in,
whoa.
It looks like we don't exist.
It's like stop,
but we're just fine.
This conversation got too sciencey. I'm going to the bathroom. I'll be back.
There you
go. Okay, give me a beer on your way back. I think
black hole breaks down everything into like its smallest. Right?
No. It doesn't break it down necessarily. It'll compress it through extreme gravitational forces. I think if one was made in France, unless it was like tiny and microscopic, it would kill us pretty quickly. If it's microscopic, maybe we'd be around for a bit.
But it would start growing.
Yeah, it would start growing pretty quick.
No, I get what you're saying. If you're saying like it would suck everything in and destroy it.
Right.
But as you're entering the black hole, doesn't time stretch and slow down?
Once you're past that event horizon.
Right. So from the outside looking in, it looks like everything is destroyed. Well, but our frame of time reference would stretch out so long that we might never reach the point. It's kind of like a half the distance thing. Yeah, we'd never reach the point at which we perceive ourselves as destroyed.
So what, it's just we're like separated
from the rest of the universe. What,
the podcast was destroyed as soon as I walked in. Let's just get to the...
How did this happen? We're talking about beer bottles.
What I've heard is that once you cross that threshold of the event horizon, that you aren't necessarily perceived as destroyed from the outside.
Right.
So like, let's say I'm in the black hole and you're outside of it. To you, I would just appear to start fading away.
Cool. Okay.
Like, I would still be here, but you, I would slowly dim.
Gush, you faded away 3 years ago.
It seems like the deeper we go into science, the more that, like, perspective starts to enter the situation,
this
which
is interesting.
Is weird.
Well, it's like that video you linked several months back about the observer affecting the outcome.
It still makes me mad.
Yeah, like perception and observation have direct influence over the outcome.
Did you watch the video?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes you mad at the universe. You're like, yeah, it does. Just quit fucking around.
I told you to bring it open. Jesus Christ. Kara's gone.
I don't listen to shit.
So she's she opens it with her teeth.
You saw it. That was not... It's disgusting.
She's like a shark.
That's impressive. There's no way I could do that.
She's single.
Lindsay, is that what you think a shark does? Yes, that opens beer bottles?
Yeah, and then it shakes it like a dog. And they go...
Oh, my God.
Punch it.
Real quick, 25th anniversary of Shark Week is coming up, and I'm fucking
holy
excited.
Shit.
It's Shark Week.
It's Shark Week. How much shark footage can there possibly
be? A ton.
There's only like 10 hours, but I will watch that shit until I die.
You know they loop it. You know it's the same clips every goddamn year.
When are we going to get to the point where they have a Discovery Channel show where they're like, this is Neil, we're going to put Neil in the water, and sharks are going to eat him, and we're going to record it.
I think it's like, special for the 25th year.
When are we going to get to that? I want to see a dude get eaten by a
shark.
Coming
next week,
Neil
gets eaten by sharks.
Speaking of Discovery Channel, I want to see a reality show starring sharks that are competing to get on Shark Week. So they have to be the sharkiest, and whoever's the sharkiest wins at the end. And there's a panel of judges.
Have you ever seen that Snickers commercial where it's like a market research?
Yes.
And they're creeps me the
it's
fuck
weird.
Out.
Yeah, they're like these market research people are interviewing two sharks. They're like, what did you think of Neil? It's like, he was good. I felt like there was a little something extra in him. They're like, oh, Neil ate a Snickers with peanut butter or something. It's like, yeah, I thought I tasted peanut butter. Can we bring him back in and get another bite?
It was like, what?
It's like, what the fuck am I watching?
It was kind of strange.
That's not logical. Sharks are above water. That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Plus, sharks do not like peanut butter.
Well, they get scuba gear.
And
so.
They're talking. I just hate the idea of a shark that a shark will bite stuff to figure out if it wants to interact.
That's what I do.
That's
honestly.
It.
What a great, species. That's like how they shake hands.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just going to bite a little piece off of you and then make a judgment as to whether or not this is...
A little piece is relative, depending on the size of the shark.
So I was actually watching the Discovery Channel last night. They had something, it was called... Mermaids, the body found.
Oh, and fuck that.
It was
fuck
a,
that.
It was a, air quotes, documentary about how they found the body of a mermaid and stuff. This thing was completely fake, but it was shot.
No shit, Miles.
I know, no,
fucking mermaid.
I know it was completely fake, but the thing is, there's really dumb people out there. Like, it didn't have a thing in the very beginning that was like, this is complete bullshit. Please don't believe this. But you know, there's some people, like, picking it up off their satellite in their RV or something like, Paul, mermaids, I told you, they's out there. Like,
can we not bring my family into the process?
You know, when I was a kid and we had things called documentaries, they were boring, fucking sciencey, black and white, factual things. And now it's like they've bent the term of
they
what
Michael
a documentary
Bated,
is.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it was so bad.
Do you know, when we were kids, you know what the big documentary that we'd hear about all the time we go to the planetarium and see? Is how we were heading into another ice age. Mm-hmm. And then that went out the window. Now we're going into global heating and global warming and all that.
Well, global warming precedes us,
right? Yeah, will result in the ice age.
It's climate change, which ultimately will lead to another ice age.
Like, they didn't talk about that when I was a kid.
Yeah. And they had a picture of you fueling your car while it was on.
Right.
I was like, this is what it's going to cause.
I think Joel and I have now lived long enough to go through an ice age somehow. It's no longer a threat.
It wasn't that bad. Like, they made it out to be some terrible...
We're fine. Totally fine. Many good movie.
When we were growing up, it was like, I mean, the Russians have nukes.
Shit.
They're going to kill you. It's going to be horrible. And that's what we grew up with. And now you guys...
We have everyone's a terrorist if they're not white. That's what we have.
When we grew up, it was a fucking terrible time to grow up because it was like, you were 10 seconds away from dying in nuclear fire at any point. At any point in time, or you were going to get AIDS.
I just want you to know, you just reached an old person milestone when you just told us how bad your childhood was compared to our childhood.
I'm just saying it was a shitty time to grow up because they were telling you everything was going to fucking kill you.
My day.
You're just trying to include the word milestone.
Miles.
Shut the fuck up.
placement.
Also, it's like, just say no. Every drug was going to fucking kill you. Yeah. There's all the drug propaganda. Yeah. If you took anything, the moment you take it, you're going to go insane. You're going to pull your own teeth out.
They took, you're going to put a baby in the oven.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to open beer bottles with your teeth.
That's how DARE was. Y'all had DARE.
You're going to head straight from the train right to the red light district.
Really, really. They made pot look like LSD. Like, there was no, like, they took the worst
of all
drugs.
Didn't you see Reaper Madness, Joel? That shit will make you want to kill people.
Yeah, they forced us to watch that.
I remember seeing a graphic as a kid that was a joint. It was like one of these, you know, infographics where it's joint equals, and it was 212 cigarettes. That if you smoked one joint, it was the same as smoking 212 cigarettes.
Well, that's a science.
That's a science. Was it a film strip? Somewhere.
Oh, when they would play the toe and you had to turn it, the boom, and you go to the next slide.
Yeah, we're really dating ourselves.
Those fucking machines. Those were old when I was a kid.
Our tools were basically like flashlights with little plastic pieces. That is what we had. That's depressing.
What's that, Joel? Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. She's right. That's essentially what that projector
was.
Yeah.
It was a flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
Projectors are awesome.
And then you would play like the accompanying audio cassette.
Yeah, there was an audio cassette. It's like, yeah, turn the thing with the beat.
Next slide.
Ding, turn the beat. What was that? God.
It was like fucking 1950s technology.
So I just looked up smoking is equal to how many cigarettes, and it shows smoking one joint is equivalent to 20 cigarettes, study says. The website that's got it, Fox News.
That's how you know it's true.
What's just funny is because it was like, that was the, you know, era of, it was a very conservative era in American time.
Yeah.
Are there any Reagan non-biased news outlets left? Or is every news outlet, does every news outlet now have its own agenda and slant?
Did you guys hear that MSNBC just changed their name? They're not MSNBC anymore?
Right, yeah. Microsoft dropped it.
NBCnews.com.
Really? Huh.
Yeah, they just changed. That's a weird thing. They're a big news agency.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get what. Yeah. Did the MS stand for Microsoft? Yeah. Was that the deal? And it was like a crossover? See, it got to the point where I don't think anyone knew that.
You guys are talking about weird commercials, like that Snickers commercial?
Yeah.
During Breaking Bad last night, this is a regional commercial, so we'll have to post a link to the video of it if it exists.
There you go, Lindsay.
All right, hit me. What are we looking up? What am I learning today?
There's a Time Warner commercial, which is, it starts with a puddle on the ground on like a street.
Okay.
But it's not a puddle of water, it's a puddle of blood. And it's raining blood into the puddle. And then it shows mailboxes, and it's raining blood on the mailboxes.
Oh, what the
fuck? Okay.
And then it cuts to a graphic that says, Time Warner Cable.
Oh, okay.
And that's it. Then there's another commercial where a guy is sweeping blood off of a store, like, floor. He's, like, mopping up aisle four or whatever. And there's a drip of blood dripping from the ceiling, and it's dripping on his bald head, and he's looking up like, that stupid blood. And it's blood all over the place. It's like Time Warner Cable. Like,
are you kidding
what
me?
What the fuck is this ad campaign?
What the hell?
It came on like five times during Breaking Bad yesterday, and I made everybody stop every time and watch it.
I haven't seen this.
Time Warner is bringing violence into your home and into your life.
We'll hide your dead bodies for you, Time Warner.
That's all it was?
That's it, dude.
What the
That's
hell?
It. It made no fucking sense. And it freaked me out.
Is it like a show coming out
or maybe
something?
Some sort of
I'm telling you, that's it. There's no other explanation for what it was.
Well, in their defense, Time Warner has some of the worst fucking commercials I've ever seen in my life.
Gus, that's psychotic. I mean, it made no sense at all.
They probably play those before every thunderstorm because they know they're going to get an influx of customer calls as to why everything's down, and so they just start throwing those commercials out there. Maybe I shouldn't
call
them.
That'd scare the shit out of me.
Yeah. Right, exactly. That's exactly what they want to achieve.
That's so fucking bizarre.
Gus, you seem, what's up with you today?
I'm mad that Miles brought me a beer I can't open.
Yeah, I could open it on the table right here, but then I don't want to fuck up the table.
Fucking asshole. How have you been, Joel?
I've been...
What was your favorite part of RTX?
Good God, that's really hard to say. I mean, the whole event was a fantastic event. Might have got a little bit intoxicated. Didn't remember what happened. Woke up the next day and to some videos that I'm like, what the hell was that?
I beat the shit out of Carrie?
And you were there.
I was. I kept trying to stop it.
And was that you stopping? It looked like you were trying to stop it at all. It looked like you were, I guess, laughing as you were trying to stop something.
Yeah, that's how I stop stuff.
Well, that went pretty well. I mean, you guys did a great job. I think everyone, I think the fans were great. I think everything worked out pretty well.
I met some of
the
nicest people.
Yeah, I mean, cool. I thought it was really, I think it went well.
Yeah.
Good.
From what I remember.
The sports stage was a lot of fun.
You know what was weird? It's during the podcast, it was weird to not see other people, like sitting next to people in a big row versus we should have turned the tables so we could at least.
Maybe that's what it was. There was something weird about it.
It was totally weird because you don't have like that eye contact. It was weird. Yeah. It was like you're more connected to the audience and the other people on the panel.
And I couldn't see the audience because it was so dark.
No, couldn't see
the lights in our eyes.
Yeah, that's what you remember saying. It was like a black sea of nothingness. And they're like, oh, hello, audience. I hope you're there.
I think when we start doing our streaming podcasts, we won't do as much audience interaction as we did at that event.
little different when it's live and there are people there versus, you know, just people, you know, watching a live stream.
Yeah, I mean, and also it's like we knew important people were there, so we kind of, I want to say we were on our best behavior. Because, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, this is the Time Warner ad right here. Oh,
the Enjoy Better Puddles.
It's raining blood, just like you said.
There's some eerie-ass music in the background.
When it rains, it pours. Time Warner Cable, enjoy better, is what it says. Oh, yep, mailboxes. When it rains, it pours.
What the fuck?
Enjoy better.
What the fuck?
That's the fucking ad for Time Warner Cable.
This is Puddles
The
teaser.
Apocalypse is coming by Time Warner.
So are they running commercials teasing another commercial?
I don't know.
Is it like a Walking Dead promo?
Or is it a True Blood thing?
Yeah, I thought True Blood when you first said it, maybe.
Dude, True Blood got weird.
But Time Warner shouldn't be incented to...
A lot of sex.
To promote one channel over another.
Right, True Blood on AMC. It doesn't make any sense. And they don't say True Blood anywhere in the ad.
Wait, no, True Blood's on...
This is on AMC.
Isn't I guess AMC's having a problem with the Dish Network, right? Right.
Yeah.
Now?
Viacom. Viacom took everything off of Dish.
Mm-hmm.
That includes CBS, MTV.
That's happening.
I didn't know AMC, but apparently AMC is. Well.
I had never heard of this kind of problem before, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and now it seems like every couple months, there's a cable provider who's having trouble with a network, or
people just drop it. Like, this podcast, I didn't. But I guess you guys predicted this, that this was going to happen. You said this was going to happen years ago, right? And it's happening.
This was the subject of my keynote speech at South by Southwest in like 2006, I think.
Maybe it was earlier. It was like, five, I think, maybe.
Wow, like really? People on some of the business shows were commenting on it, and they were saying basically content wins every time. Who's ever producing the content is going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we just get to that point and move on?
Yeah, I mean, the access providers for a long period of time enjoyed the fact that, you know, they kind of held everything hostage. But now, especially because of the internet.
What a funny name. They're access providers, and they enjoyed the fact they held it all hostage.
Pretty much. It's like you want access to our pipes and access to all the homes. You have to, you know.
Here's the deal.
They make money getting the content. They make money giving the content. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, and now they're providing access to the internet, which has undermined that whole other business.
Right. So Time Warner has a big cable division, essentially an IP division. Mm-hmm. I mean, internet protocol division, where they deliver data. And people like Netflix and Hulu are enjoying that. And meanwhile, on the other side of Time Warner's business, they're watching all their video demand, which is a video on demand, which is a huge trust for everything, just dropping. What would you do? I mean, it's like you would find a way to cap your bandwidth side.
Yeah.
You know, and just make more money and figure out a way to get Netflix and Hulu the fuck out of there.
How do you think this is going to work out in the end?
I think there's always these rumors about Google is building another internet. Which is kind of like, what was that movie with Jodie Foster where they built another machine to send her into space? Contact.
Yes.
Yeah. And spoiler, the team Contact with Matthew McConaughey and Jodie Foster. But like, Google's just going to go, oh yeah, the internet's all fucked up. Yeah, here's our internet, a new one.
Well, and they rolled out that high speed internet access. What was it, in Topeka or someplace?
Yeah, I don't know.
Remember they had the contest, like cities could apply to get like the Google Fiber, and I don't see why they wouldn't do it. Yeah. Already they want to monitor your traffic to better target ads to you. Why wouldn't they just monitor all your traffic then and not just your search if they run the access? Like, we'll give you free internet. We're just going to monitor everything you fucking do.
It's kind of creepy because we started with AOL and then we're going to go full circle back around to AOL again, except for now it's going to be called Google.
Right. That always happens. I mean, we were talking about the sale of Dig. Did you hear about that this week?
No.
Okay. Not to go back too far, but Dig sold this week. You know Dig.com?
Vaguely, yes.
Okay, so it was a big social media site.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
They sold this week.
And to who?
I can't even tell you the name of the company. It's an internet startup that's going to merge them with News.me.
Uh-huh.
How much do you think Dig sold for today in 2012? Just a wild guess.
$200
million. $500,000.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's where that thing can fall to you. So we were talking about like the window of like when these businesses are big versus when people get out of them. We were talking about MySpace and Facebook.
Do you think Facebook will ever? I guess it.
Listen,
I guess it's going to diminish at least a little bit. Do you think it's going to go off radar completely?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Soon.
Here's what
it's already diminished because of Twitter. Everyone in my sister's grade and lower says fuck Facebook.
The problem they're having, and I think that's the problem everyone identifies. Sorry, I don't mean to do.
Go ahead. Here,
is mobile. It's what's killing everyone. There's no way for them to monetize it, and it's an increasing market.
Yeah.
It's going
to
kill them.
There's also the long march, which is young people eventually take over. And it's hard to believe for people who are 20 and 21 now, but there's going to be people that are 20, 10 years from now who aren't going to want to be on Facebook with your old ass.
No,
they're not going to want to go where
you are. I
already
don't want to be on Facebook with a lot of people older than me.
Yeah, no one wants to be on Facebook. We just have a choice because everyone we know is on Facebook. Right? But when it gets to the point where everyone's mom is on Facebook, then it's definitely going to be lights out.
Oh, yeah. God.
Just as we've been doing Red versus Blue, MySpace usurped the personal homepage. I didn't think that was even possible. I thought that was like the basic atomic unit of the internet, essentially. MySpace got rid of the personal homepage, and then Facebook, after MySpace had a hold on everything, Facebook came and took it all away. And now look at
Dave. Although MySpace did a lot of wrong, a lot of things wrong.
Well, MySpace let its users do a lot of things wrong. Is the problem?
Sure.
MySpace also focused on music. That ain't a bad thing. I mean, that usually is music dominates a lot of stuff. I mean, even when we look at the metrics on YouTube,
a lot of band pages on MySpace.
They will take away the music metrics on YouTube because they overpower everything else. Mm-hmm. Because a music video might get 450 million views.
And ironically, that is really, really what started chasing me away from MySpace is when it got to the point where everyone was like, hey, come listen to my band. It's like you couldn't, it was like walking through a cyber cafe of like college students who all had a band.
Picture after picture after picture.
Like flyers. Just flyers.
It's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
You know? Or it's like load page, hit pause.
That was the thing.
Yeah. I don't care about your background music. Please
stop. I don't want to listen to that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that there should be a license to have to like put.
I'm glad you like Dashboard Confessional.
Everything changes eventually. I mean, that's the main thing. Everything changes eventually.
I think, currently the biggest threat for Facebook, like I said, is mobile and Twitter. You know, those are the big ones. But the other thing is, how's Twitter making money? I guarantee you they're not profitable. They're still living off of venture capital. So, they're going to kill Facebook and not make any money doing it.
You can know nothing about the internet and like be on Twitter and just get like the random tweet ad, it rubs everyone the wrong way. Yeah. I don't know of a single person where it's like, the thing is, I buy stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, if they could pair up with what I'm looking for, like, throw me a beer tweet. You throw me a beer tweet, it's fine. Have they thrown me a beer tweet? They have not thrown me a beer tweet.
I think they've got a problem. They don't know if you're over 21 or 21.
I usually get, like, menopause ads on my Facebook. I'm like, thanks, that's cool.
Yeah, I've got no problems with the way Twitter handles ads or promoted tweets. I think they're fine. I don't think I've ever purchased anything through a promoted tweet, but I mean, I'll read them.
I really, really like Twitter. I love Twitter, and you're right. The ads don't bother me enough that I would stop using Twitter, but like I don't follow through on the ads there. Yeah. But I don't know.
I just ignore them.
So, Instagram sold to Facebook for $1 billion.
Yeah,
which was amazing.
I just want to float it out there again.
Yes.
If Facebook wants to buy us, we will sell for $2 billion.
Absolutely.
I have the authority to execute this transaction.
And Zuckerberg went out on his own and did that. Like, he was basically like, I'm going to do this. I don't care what anyone says. I'm doing it. And he did it. It's how that happened.
Really? Wow.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's how he wants it, right?
Have you guys seen the new thing that's like kind of catching on, like Instagram?
The Cinegraph?
Yeah, the Cinegram.
Yeah, those are cute.
Cinegram. Yeah. It's like where you take a photo.
Yeah. Bernie showed these to me today, and they blew my mind.
Jack talked about them while you were in Australia.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What is that? What is a Cinegraph?
Really cool.
It's like you take a photo, but you're taking a video, and then you only animate a portion of the frame.
You can make really cool GIFs with it. Yeah, it's the first thing I thought of.
It's pretty cool.
I remember the first time I saw one of those. It was really cool. It was like just a person like reading the newspaper in New York or something, and it just looked like a picture. And then they turned the page, and like, my mind exploded just a little bit. Now everyone can do that?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's kind of weird. He has one where the girl's hair is waving. I'm like, ooh, it's like Harry Potter paintings where they're supposed to be like moving.
It's really crazy like how the pathway that something goes from like, wow, that can be done to now it's an app and everyone can do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was how I felt about Instagram. Like, it's just like there's three different filters that make you look really deep and like a good photographer.
Now everyone can ruin pictures together.
Yeah.
Thanks, iPhone.
Do you want a black and white photo of a lawn chair?
My burger in sepia, please. Thank you.
Pardon?
When you download Instagram, it should automatically give you like a back catalog of artsy photos as well. You're like, this is my catalog of work.
Oh, God.
I took a picture of this.
Can you check out my portfolio?
I took a picture of this rose in the rain.
I'm not going to lie. When I first got it, I was like, man, I can take good pictures. And then after a while, I looked at everyone else. I was like, man, I'm a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
The worst is when people do that and like they don't save the original. Like that's all they've got is that fucking shitty picture.
I usually associate it with, like, not to be stereotypical, but I usually associate it with the college girl with the big blonde hair who's like, yeah, out with the girls, and then, like, the little tweet pictures and, like, make it all cool and, like, artsy with it, with the Instagram, I guess.
I'm going to insult somebody in this room, I'm sure, but they also have to have the ironic iPhone case, you know?
Yep.
That is. Does anyone have one of those in this room?
No.
I hate cases.
Some shitty iPhone. I only use that one
when
I'm at
events.
The
one that you think is, like, a toaster, you're like, oh, it's an iPhone.
Yeah. Can I tell you, I just saw the most aggravating one of all time.
What's that?
Which was, we were taking photos in Australia, we were doing a signing, Gavin and I were down there. And somebody held up their phone, their iPhone, to take a photo of us.
Right.
And their case was an old camera. Oh, like the lens in the middle.
Case, yes. What?
And I was just like, I didn't know where to look. I'm like, and then all of a sudden it went off on the side. I go, oh, that's the camera? I thought the camera was the camera. And Kat was just laughing at me.
It's a camera and a cameraman.
See, I've given up hope of there ever being a good picture taken of me ever. So once you get to that point.
What's wrong with you? You don't think you're photogenic?
No, I am not photogenic.
I've seen thousands of photos of you, Joel. You look great in photos.
No, that's cute.
You're just a hard judge.
My wife hates me because she says I look identical in every photo I take.
I have the opposite problem.
Gus, I want you to read aloud the top tweet on that page for everyone, please.
Cat parasite may increase risk of suicide in humans.
You better fucking click it, man.
Joel, I'm so scared.
That's tweeted by Slashdot.
I knew it. I knew it. It's the cat's natural defense mechanism.
Haven't you ever heard that there's a parasite carried by cats that is in 50% of the world population?
What?
That makes people more docile and more prone to like cats?
Are you serious?
Ew.
Okay, yeah. Are you serious?
That explains the fuck out of cat ladies.
Are you serious?
I understand myself now.
50% of the global population has this parasite.
Okay, so I've heard of this parasite before. I've heard of the parasite that wants to make people, you know, have a tendency to, like, make you want to kill yourself. Mm-hmm. And
what?
It's I had read it, I know I would have never heard the end of it. So I smartly had read it.
What? But it's true.
If Slashdot tweeted it, it must be true.
What if Joe's trying to kill us all?
No.
See, that is the cat's natural defense mechanism.
I hate Joe.
Like a scorpion has a tail that's poisonous.
Cat's like, I love you.
Cute. You go, oh, you look cute. You go pet it, then you want to kill yourself.
See, that's the cat's natural mechanism.
That's why cats have survived the ages.
You know what though? Cats are an amazing animal though, because the cuteness of the cat is totally relative to the proportion of your size to the cat.
That's true.
Like a cat that's bigger than you is fucking horrifying.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's like you the don't scariest thing on the planet.
That's right.
Cat smaller than you? Cute. Ah. Fun.
Because you know you can eat it.
Unless Pinky the cat.
Pinky is kind of scary.
Well, that thing's like half Tasmanian devil.
He went for crotch though.
There are exclusions to the rule.
No, cats are, yeah, not good. They're not good. Like, you go to the circus, but I don't know what it is. I had a friend that... I already told the story on the podcast. I probably shouldn't tell
the panther.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Joel.
You told the panther story.
I told the panther story. I told this story before.
Oh, okay.
I can't. Now I'm sensitive.
Don't worry, Monty's not here.
Cats. This is
I locked the door so you can't barge in again.
Person.
Did you lock the door real?
No. He's not here. He's out of town.
I feel bad because we kind of screwed Lindsay on the podcast.
How?
Because
how are you screwing
me? We had four microphones for the podcast, I think, and Monty came in to the panel, which is fine, but then we were short a microphone, so I didn't know how to divide the microphone up.
Can I be honest with you? That was a stupid setup. We had two microphones per seat. One was for the audience to hear us, and one was for it to record.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's just stupid.
They both worked. They both recorded. I just had them there for redundancy.
Oh.
I didn't tell you all that because I didn't want you to think you could only use one.
Wow.
But then we could have handed one off when Frank O'Connor came in. No. I could have given him his own mic.
See, what happened, Lindsay will know. The silver mics were all track 5, but then the black mics were all separate to individual tracks.
Oh. I was about to say, everyone sounded fine, so when Joel was telling me about it, I'm like, it sounds okay. I hope this is all right.
See, I was shouting extra loud because I was like, well, I have to reach through that microphone.
Turning you down on the mixer. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Had you told me, I wouldn't have shouted, but it's like the other microphone I had to move away from me, so it's like, I will shout, and then all the microphones will hear me.
Gus, can you give us clarity? Because I've been tweeting photos this week of the podcast tech test.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us clarity as to what's happening? Because people, as soon as I post a photo, they have a billion more questions.
We are finalizing our technical requirements and the setup for that. We have some...
It's looking good.
Yeah, we have to do some finishing on the desk. We'll probably be ready to go. I hate to set a date, but we'll probably be ready to go by the end of the month.
We've been working on it for a while.
We've really built an awesome... It's almost like a television studio. We've really built an awesome infrastructure.
It's pretty cool.
To handle multiple cameras and audio, and it's really, really awesome.
And when we're not using it, you've rented it out to the local news station for a second.
Joel, there was actually a discussion at one point about building a miniature skyline of Austin. Dave and I have not given up on it yet. Something that we can put on Godzilla suits, gorilla suits, and just stomp around in. I would love that.
We were doing promotion for RTX, we had a photographer of the Statesman come by, our local newspaper. And she was like, oh, where do you want to take a picture? I said, well, let's go take pictures out here at the podcast set.
Oh, yeah.
So she went out there to take pictures of us, and she was like, oh, it's kind of dark. I was like, oh, here, let me turn the lights on. So I turned the keynotes on. She's like, oh, wow, this is awesome. This is way better than the studio I have set up at the Statesman.
Oh,
really?
I was like, really? She goes, yeah, that place is falling apart.
Nice.
It's depressing.
Noted.
I was like, wow, we're going to be on the internet.
Well, I don't know if you, I mean, you did some local news stuff for like promotions of RTX, yeah. And we did some for season 10 as well. And it's just, it's always interesting to go to local news stations. And
they have robotic cameras.
Yeah.
What?
There's no cameraman on the cameras on the local NBC affiliate news.
I bet
news.
The unions yeah. are thrilled about that.
They it's have like, those at KIT. Yeah,
so cool. They only have one dude who like is, I guess, directing
he's
the show.
Control.
He runs off like Skynet.
He's the person who's like making the cuts between the cameras, moving the robotic cameras, and like doing video insertion Whoa. And all the overlays. It's one dude who runs the entire broadcast.
Jeez, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, the creepiest thing I heard in terms of like robots replacing humans is there was a story in Wired about robots in a warehouse that were like picking, like for say for like Amazon, they would pick packages off the shelf based on barcode or location, and they would make the packages to send to people. And the robots were working great, and the humans liked working with the robots, but then they realized that because of just regulations, they had to like throttle the robots down. Because the humans were in danger if the robots were put at their full potential. So they got rid of all the humans so they could turn the robots up to like 45 miles an hour.
It was actually the Staples.com fulfillment.
That's what it was? Okay.
That's creepy.
So they have like these robots that you said zip around at 45 miles an hour in the warehouse picking up.
Damn robots taking all our jobs.
Picking up orders and packing them.
That's weird. Don't take us to that.
I wonder if you can look that up. I wonder if there's a video for that.
They were talking about robot teachers for a while, right? Like, a couple years ago, they were talking about that. I'm not dead serious. They were talking about doing that in college. Like, having essentially, like, robot, like, put in a video and, like, enter your answers here. There you go. 30-second class. Whatever.
Think about this. Think about if, like, you're on Amazon and it recommends, or Staples, and it recommends, based on your previous purchases, that you buy one of those robot vacuum cleaners.
A Roomba?
Roomba.
Those things suck.
You buy it, but then a robot goes and picks it up and delivers it to you. And puts it in your package, packs it up, ships it out, and then it gets delivered to you, and you have your robot vacuum cleaner. It's like, where are you in that process? The website recommended it, a robot delivered it, and you delivered a robot to you. It's like,
that's how they spread.
Like you're not even needed in that process.
The value in that process exceeds what the outcome is. The amount of value that is in that whole process of delivering and maintaining and getting it to the thing, so this thing can now spend the rest of its life picking up shit off my car.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's like the Coke machine at the pizza place. It's like the most advanced piece of technology I've ever used in my daily life, and it gives me a Coke.
That thing is good.
That's all I got. It's like at the end of the day, I got a sugar water.
You know what sucks? I went there the other day.
Which is bad for me, is going to kill me.
Exactly.
Yeah, I went to that pizza place the other day with the fancy Coke machine, that was made famous in the animated adventure.
Right.
And the machine was broken. Like, I looked at it, and it was like a Windows error screen. Like, a DOS screen was up.
A blue
like
screen?
Error on able to boot. Death. I was like, oh, that sucks. And the woman behind the counter was like, yeah. What do you want to drink? I was like, isn't the machine broken? She's like, oh, yeah,
I don't
want
you to do it. I want the machine to do it.
I was like, I want a Coke. She's like, okay. So from behind the counter, she pulls out like a 2 liter of Coke, opens it up, and pours it into a cup for me. I was like,
not as
fucking this is barbaric.
It's not nearly the same.
No, I know. But you know, like 15 years from now, 20 years from now, it's going to be like, the machine is broken. We're all in danger of starving.
Yeah, that's what
we don't know how to provide for ourselves anymore.
Yeah,
absolutely true.
Dude, Michael's literally said to me, if the internet goes out, kill me. Like, he's dead serious.
I mean,
so
if somebody put a knife to your throat and we're like, and was like, fix the fuel injection in your car, you're dead.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, you don't even need that. What if the fuel injection, like, just kind of crapped out a little bit and you're in the middle of the desert? You're dead.
If somebody held a knife to me and was like, tell me what fuel injection is, I'd be fucked.
Holy fuck.
It's all showing us the carts.
We're watching a video of robots.
It's fucking Tetris.
I'm like watching a Jetson episode right now. This is nuts.
So I guess they could probably... shut up. I guess they could probably communicate with each other via RF or wireless to let them know what path they're going to take so they can avoid collisions.
They're using telepathy, Gus. They're using calligraphy?
Telepathy. Calligraphy. They're writing to each other.
Yeah, but the... and they also... You know what we're going to lose, though? We're going to lose those awesome... videos from inside a warehouse where somebody like backs a forklift off the loading bay.
They knock the sprinkler head off.
Oh my god, that's my favorite. There's like, oh, it looks like somebody turned on a garden hose, and then all of a sudden it's like this torrent of water. They're like pouring off a sprinkler head because some dope ran off.
Do you remember the year we went to Akon and someone did that at the fucking hotel we were staying at?
Remember,
it was like a floor below where I was staying. Like all of a sudden the fire alarm went off and I was like, what the fuck's going on? So we start going down the stairs, and I got to the point, the floor below us, where I realized that someone had activated one of the sprinklers, and it had set off every sprinkler on the floor, and it was just a torrent of water everywhere on that floor, and then going out the stairs down.
Oh my god!
Grab a mattress stairwell. And slip inside.
Water's a nightmare. This water runs all the time. It just like takes one little ting, and it's like we're dead.
Wow! Yeah.
Like everything is flooded.
It was like something out of a movie. It was or like an amusement park. You're like, oh hey, the Burning Hotel water ride! Yay!
Everybody
It was rained awful. Cement at a middle school that I went to one time.
Oh, really? Cement?
It rained cement. So,
oh yeah, your friend's cards or that guy's.
Yes, yeah. Okay, so I went to a when I was in middle school, they were doing construction on the school that I went to, and they did it in a fucking ass backwards way too. They started with the 6th grade wing, then the 7th grade wing, then the 8th grade wing, which meant one class, my fucking class, had to deal with construction every single year.
Oh, that was one wing per year?
It was one wing per year. It was a big school. So
now I like that. It concentrates your experience to be the worst one possible. Everybody else is fine. So this generation of kids.
So there was one, you know, in high school and middle school, there's if you have different courtyards, there's like, you know, there's the goth kids hang out over there, there's the jocks over there. There's one courtyard that was like, it was the nerdy courtyard. There were the people with the Pokemon, the magic, the Yu-Gi-Oh cards. And one morning I get off the bus, my buddy and I are walking to class, and all of a sudden we hear this ping, and we look over and we're like, what the hell was that? And then all of a sudden we're like, oh hey, it's raining. And then we realized there was a pipe of liquid cement on the top of the that was running on the roof of the building. A valve had burst, and it just started spraying liquid cement into the sky, and it started raining down in this courtyard.
Lucky, eh?
This is what happens. It starts raining. My first instinct is get the fuck out of there. I saw the saddest thing that day. It was the saddest thing in the world.
Saddest or greatest?
It was the saddest.
The audience will decide.
All these kids were playing, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon. They're playing their card games. It starts raining cement, and I saw this, like, little kid with like a bowl, chili bowl haircut, and like thick ass glasses.
Weevil?
My blue eyes! And he dove onto his rare Yu-Gi-Oh card and sacrificed himself and was covered, absolutely covered in cement. And he was like, my blue eyes! And he was just completely wiped out after they finally fixed it. And it was just like the aftermath from a battle. Like, nobody was fucking talking. You heard some kid crying up in the distance.
I lost my blue eyes. That morning,
Pompeii.
It was just like a bunch of nerds just frozen in time forever. Yes.
That morning on the announcements, there was just like, bing.
If you have been covered in cement, please report to the nurse's office in a calm manner. And everyone just fucking started laughing.
How would you get the kids covered in cement to go to the nurse's office? Just throw them in a wheelbarrow.
If we could please get some people to chisel the children out of the courtyard, that'd be fantastic.
That is fucking phenomenal. My blue eyes is probably the best thing ever.
My blue eyes. I don't know if this video is playing or not. It's on break. I can never fucking figure out break.
Oh, there it goes. It's
this is one of my favorites.
Well, they tell you in the name of the site.
Well, I was just
forklift brings down. Wait, what is this?
It was better when it was big boys.
Big-voice.com. So it's a forklift. It's one of these forklifts. We're going to miss out on these for the rest of our lives because
forklift is made for comedy.
So it is. It has like a big cylinder of gas on the back of it. So it's like somebody come along and shoot it, it'll explode. It's like
made for comedy.
Oops. And
no, there
this is the end of the world.
Holy shit.
Oh shit! It's the second one that's just.
Oh god!
So we almost got fucked by a forklift at RTX. I don't know if you know this.
I mean,
yeah,
really?
You literally got fucked by a forklift.
Yeah, our fulfillment house that delivers all of our stuff. All of their forklifts broke the morning they were supposed to deliver our stuff to the convention center. So then they had to like rent forklifts and bring them in from some other, I guess, rental place in order to get our stuff out the door and to the show. So I fucking hate forklifts right now.
I found the top 10 forklift accidents on YouTube.
Yes.
I might be gone for good.
Yes.
That's good. See, anytime anyone gets into a forklift, Benny Hill music should just start playing.
Well, it's like, I don't know if you've ever been like in a bobcat, which is kind of like a small bulldozer, or in a forklift, but there's a cage around the cockpit.
I still want to have bobcat fights.
I'll do it with you. You can get different attachments from the front of a bobcat.
We gotta have bobcat fights. I've been wanting to have bobcat fights for like 14 fucking years.
You get a rock hammer attachment for the front of a bobcat.
You should be able to choose your loadout. Like a video game, you're like, do I want the rock hammer or do I want like the bulldozer blade?
It's like Prison USA with bobcats.
Just by conditioning, it sounds like if Miles hears like a jackhammer, he would be able to do multiplication like so much faster. Like, because he spent all his formative years in school around construction equipment.
Fucking miserable. I just got good at moving shit because we had to move to the portables every single time.
Those portable buildings. Yeah, yeah.
That's the worst.
They're not really portable either.
It's not really a classroom. You feel like the rejects of the school. Get the hell outside.
It's for me every year of my middle school career.
Rejects of the school.
Yeah, you're right.
I hate that solution. I wish they would just come up with something different.
Mm.
Like buildings.
Oh, yeah. Like build a school. How about that? How about we're not cavemen living in huts? We can actually build a building for our kids to go to school in.
They're not nomads. You know where they're going to go to learn.
Yeah.
You don't need to move the fucking building.
I'm just embarrassed by that when I see portable buildings at schools. This is the worst.
Yeah.
Just build a school a little bit bigger. It's like...
No one wants to pay for it. People want the bigger school, but no one wants to pay for it.
What has anyone ever said, don't build a school? What has anyone ever said that?
The fucking time. You hear people bitch like, oh, my property taxes went up 3 years ago. I don't want them to go up again.
That's people without kids. They're going to die.
Thankfully, the country's on decline, and so the schools will be getting smaller, naturally.
I still don't have to pay property taxes.
Why not?
I don't have kids.
Yeah, but education benefits everybody, Gus.
Yeah, but it benefits people with kids more than it benefits
me.
I know. I understand. I benefit in the long term from these kids who are educated, but I don't take from the system what other people take.
Does education benefit, like, does it?
Yes.
You wouldn't have a doctor waiting for you when you're sick if they weren't educated.
Yeah.
No. We could get forklift robots, though, to take place of doctors. That would be okay.
Yeah.
And it'd be a lot funnier.
Robot doctors.
It's cancer.
Your blue eyes.
We have AIDS. Sorry. You have AIDS. You know, we would think,
God.
We always talk about people like they're stupid, but the fact that we all drive the roads every single day in these complex machines and we don't kill each other all the time, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So you want to be true. I mean, you don't want to be on the road with a bunch of people, a bunch of just completely uneducated people.
Have you seen any robot cars in Austin?
I've seen dash cams from Russia. That's all I need to see. Yeah. I saw a video that was Jackass in Russia, apparently. Jackass in Russia is way better.
It's got to be like raised in the States.
Dude, it's way better. I mean, we should just link it. Lindsay, I'll show it to you.
Oh, it's God. True. From the country that brought you flinging this girl off a roof.
Did you see that video, right?
Yeah, that was terrifying. That she's was just totally cool about it. She's like, woo! Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, she's about to die.
She lives in Russia. She's hoping she dies.
I don't think she'd come back to life
with some various place on her.
Russia just at some point went, you know what?
Hey,
fuck it. Yeah, just fuck it. We don't care.
Are there any video game conventions in Russia? Let's go to Russia.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let's go to Moscow.
It's like live action Halo.
You know, do they have video games in Russia aside from Tetris?
No, that's a good question.
No, I wonder if the Xbox or PlayStation are even released in Russia. I'm calling the Soviet Union. Jesus.
What would it take for you to put in your credit card in a .ru site?
Oh, no. Not happening. There's so many that is so down the list of things I would do. There are things above that list that are disgusting and awful.
You know,
Russians have to do it every day. That's why it's Jackass Russia.
It would be interesting to get a credit card, a brand new credit card, and just put it on a site and just see what gets purchased by that.
Well, thanks for volunteering, Bernie.
No,
thanks. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. It probably would be pretty much the same credit card statement that Jack gets every month. Probably all the same sites.
It's all from Fleshlight.
I can't believe I brought that up again. Inadvertently. Yeah. You said the words, though. I didn't say the words.
What? Never let it go.
Nothing. Rhymes with Resh Ryan.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Definitely not a Resh fight.
Don't worry about it. I kind of missed out on that one. I'm kind of glad that I did. I guess I'm dodging
bullets.
I dodged a bullet twice.
Did you see the video of the? It was like some little like village in China that they thought they found some new species of mushroom, and it was some dude's Fleshlight.
What are you serious?
You know how that went, right? You know, like somebody came out to some dude in the backyard. I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, oh, it's a new mushroom. Look at this thing that I found. And he's just keeping up the biggest lines.
It was like a rubber vagina and a rubber anus. It was like a cube.
Oh my God!
And they found it buried in the ground. They reported it. It was like a village in a remote part of China. They reported it to the news. The news sends the news station sends a reporter.
She
does a story on it, and then the next day they have to issue an apology. And in their apology, they say the reporter was really young. She didn't know any better.
Oh yeah,
what? This is why you need education,
no
guys.
That's why
people don't report a Fleshlight is a new species.
Technically, it wasn't a Fleshlight. It was like
a super Fleshlight.
Like the removable part of a fucking real life.
It was a Chinese knockoff.
Yeah. Some China dude just totally dodged the bullet.
Go ahead and say Fleshlight. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I know you want to.
I really did.
Just rolls off the tongue.
As soon as
I said Chinese knockoff, Gus just started laughing to himself. And he started shaking his head.
It's a Fleshlight.
We went right to it. I like that we can talk about, we can't make fun of an accent, but we can talk about having sex with a fake vagina and butthole.
Yep.
That's fine.
Well, think about the kids, Bertie.
Oh, you know what? I gotta admit, when I was in Japan, is that I...
How
was,
did that work out, by the way?
That was totally fine. You would think it would be like an alien world where...
Did you find panty vending machines?
No.
Did you ever ask that? No.
What?
Panty vending machines.
It was totally normal.
It didn't work out fine for Gav. I tried to warn him, didn't I?
What happened in Japan?
They did serve us chicken skins and chicken bones.
Yum.
And I think that was a joke.
Did you have coagulated pig's
bones? That just sounds like KFC.
I would eat the shit out of some chicken skins.
Oh, it's horrible.
Colonel's chicken skins.
I get what you're saying.
This is not what I was talking about.
What are you talking about?
You went to the bathroom with Gav.
Oh.
Like you're you set a precedent.
This is Australia.
Oh, this is Australia.
What happened? What happened?
We talked about it.
We talked about last podcast. We got to get Gavin back. Because I legitimately made Gavin.
There are some creepy, creepy bathrooms over there in Australia. Like you go to the Australian rugby places.
Yeah.
And like the bathroom, it's literally like you have to like walk up on to like a cage.
Yeah.
And like the cage is surrounded by
pee. Do they
pee.
Lock the cage?
Like you walk, it's like a pool of pee.
Yeah.
And you have to walk up on top of it, and then there's a wall, and you have to pee on the wall, and it's just pee everywhere.
Rebound off the like, wall into the toilet.
So it's there's no need for a giant opening of pee. Like it just make it go. Like, I'm not sure what the philosophy is.
All
there.
I heard was you went to an... It's essentially an American bathroom just with a cage.
Yeah,
that's the only difference.
Well, in the Japanese airport...
It's a trough where there's, like, 40 dudes. You know...
Yeah, I know
the pee trough.
I've been at Emo's.
Have you seen the film where they, like, take the 40 pigs and kill them all in 1 second?
What are you watching?
At the machine?
What are you watching?
McDonald's tapes?
Is this a new Time Warner commercial?
This is a new Time Warner commercial.
Babe 3.
Babe 3.
Which only really made me sad.
Which
only
released in Russia.
How are we going to get to... Oh, you have a bottle opener?
So Gav comes back. So next... today. So next podcast, I will talk to him. He was legitimately mad at me for like 2 hours.
I would be mad at
you. I like how you like add the word legitimate. Like as if it's not legitimate.
Have
like,
you ever seen Gavin mad ever?
No. It's true. Gavin doesn't get angry.
I kicked him in the butthole and he wasn't mad.
He gets fake angry. He does the frown where he's like...
Gavin's like, oh, you donut. And then he walks off. Like, that's Gavin being mad.
No, no shower will ever clean your dick again after that. I don't care what you do.
It was bad.
I mean,
that's
now Gav has an STD
and
didn't even get to have fun.
It was fun.
I mean,
though,
if you're going to get an STD, at least have fun getting it.
Oh,
like,
God.
The way, that's not...
Can one have fun getting
an
STD?
He does not have an STD.
No.
Oh,
no,
does this happen?
I mean, you don't want Bernie to give it to you.
Next thing you know, your arms are numb. But when I was in Japan, they had... Especially in the airport, we didn't talk about this. They had all the different kinds of toilets. So they had the Japanese toilet with sprayers, which looks like a normal American toilet.
Right.
With extra stuff added on. Then they had the foot things with just the hole in the ground.
Yep.
Then they had the race car toilet. I don't know how else to describe it. The Japanese toilet, which is like...
I thought there was only one type of car.
You sit on like a motorcycle?
Oh, cool. Yeah, that one. Yeah, yeah, I know that one.
You know that one too?
Cool.
So in the bathroom, you had to pick which kind of toilet you wanted to use. In the airport. I never saw them anywhere else.
You never saw them anywhere else?
Well, when we went to the restroom, like in the hotel, they just had the normal Western toilet. Yeah. They didn't have the race car toilet.
Can we go back to
the classic Western?
I don't know if you encountered this, but I went to this one restaurant when I was there in Japan where you go to the bathroom and... like where you wash your hands in the sink, that's communal, men and women. Then the stalls are all like they're individual toilets.
Huh.
No, they're not gender separated. No. So men and women go into the same bathroom, but stalls are like floor to ceiling wall with a completely closing door. So it doesn't matter. Everyone goes to the same bathroom, but you have your own little private toilet space.
That's actually totally legal in the U.S. too.
Yeah.
That doesn't violate any codes.
I had no problem with it, but you never see that.
No.
I've also never seen a race car toy.
I gotta show you this.
You gotta show it quick because we're going long.
Oh, really? This is gonna
long
hold us up,
and
guys. We got Lindsay right here. Lindsay, do we have to stop?
Never stop.
We have a segment at the end of this podcast. I haven't told you yet.
Oh, right. Japanese motorcycle toilet. I don't know what I'm talking about.
After RTX, I interviewed Justin from Robot Entertainment. And so that's coming
that's
up
cool.
at the end
robot
of this podcast.
Orcs Must Die?
Well, yeah, Orcs Must Die in Hero Academy.
Live.
Oh,
badass. Robots.
Oh, you love Hero Academy.
So this is actually a motorcycle toilet.
I do.
So
I love
I
Hero Academy.
You and Carrie always sound like...
Wait a minute. You looked up
anime?
Motorcycle toilet and you actually found motorcycle
toilet? I did.
And you had a page of
them.
There's a page of motorcycle toilets?
It looks like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you just sit on it. Like, you put your leg on either side and just sit down on it.
I'm going to be honest. I'm disappointed. I was expecting an actual motorcycle.
But you see, it looks like you're sitting on a motorcycle. Like, you're like this.
No, it's better in my head.
I can show you a picture of a motorcycle toilet. I have the goddamn internet. You want a picture of a motorcycle toilet? I'll show you. Picture
one. You went to Japan. You can get you a woman dressed like a motorcycle who will be your toilet.
On the toilet.
What did you guys do when you were in Japan?
It's crazy. That's the other version of it right there.
Okay. I feel like I saw those all the time at train stations is where I would always see those. Did y'all take the subway much?
We took the train from the airport into Tokyo, which is like a 2-hour endeavor.
Yeah, I told y'all. It was
you
long.
Did. You did.
I was like, make sure you take the bullet train. It's going to take a long time.
It sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, when I went, I had no idea. I thought, oh, yeah, it's just like an airport. It's like, what, 30 minutes?
Mm-mm.
You're on that fucking train.
Especially because you kind of have to navigate
so
everything.
You did take the bullet train or you did not?
We did take a train. But also, it takes longer to get on a train because it's that feeling of, like, I'm committing. When you get on a train, it's like, if we get on the wrong one, we're in China somehow.
Yeah.
Same with Europe. You do bullet trains everywhere.
You took the train from the airport to Shinjuku then, because you were staying there. That's like the biggest train station they have there in
that
Tokyo.
That is correct.
That's cool.
That place is fucking massive.
Pretty nuts.
Yeah. There's so many people there. I walked out of there one time, like during rush hour, and it was just like a mass of people. I'm sure you encountered that.
Yeah,
just like,
footage of it. We can give you.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Like, so you can't move. There's so many people.
So you went to the train station, took the train, arrived in Tokyo, went to a hotel?
No, we got off the train in the train station, but then had to take a cab from the train station to the hotel.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah.
How long was that?
That was like another 15 minutes.
No one spoke English?
No, but we did okay. I mean, we were really okay.
Was it?
I shouldn't say nobody spoke English. Everyone we ran into spoke English, and they were extraordinarily helpful.
Everyone spoke English.
Yeah, it was a little disappointing, Joel, to be honest with you, because I wanted to get kind of stuck not knowing a word of Japanese. But everyone was like, "I'll help you out here. Yeah. Hey, what's going on?"
I just know stuff from anime.
Do you speak English, and they go a little, and then you
and
say,
then they spoke a lot.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, they were fine.
And you just
that's
like
incredible.
Did
you and do then they started from, like, the Gettysburg address.
Yeah, we went to we kind of toured around Shinjuku, which is this big like commercial district. We were only there 36 hours, and we stayed in the hotel where they filmed Lost in Translation. So that was pretty cool.
I was thinking about that while you're telling the story.
Yeah, and it was weird because the level of service in that hotel was unlike anything I could imagine.
Wow.
For instance, the front desk clerk, there was no front desk. It was, you just sat down at a table. Kevin said it was like we were buying property together because we sat there to sign stuff. And then he got up, he said, "Okay, well, let's show you your room." And he walked us to our room,
the
front desk clerk. And
that's
it's
so cool.
Then if like you were walking down the hallway and ran into housekeeping, they would stop and bow and not move until you were out of the hallway.
That would weird me out.
Yeah, it did. Every American was like, please, just don't pay so much attention to me.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I was in the gym.
Did you feel like you guys stuck out?
Maybe, but I didn't feel weird at all at any point in time. Well, like when Gavin had the camera and he was filming the intersection of all the pedestrians, I felt like we were in people's way, and I felt like that's the only time I felt like, oh, I'm a tourist.
Cumbersome,
but
we were just
having fun. Gavin is a great guy to travel with because he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He'll do whatever.
He'll
do whatever. He does not give a shit. But your thing is, honestly, Joel, you're a little harder to travel with because you're very rigid.
High maintenance.
Yeah. And like when you get to our itinerary, that's it. Like Gus was telling the story about how he went to Amsterdam.
Well, that's because I'm scarred from bathroom stories.
I don't blame
with
you. I don't blame
you. See, now Gavin's not going to be, you're going to be like, "Hey, Gavin's good." He's going to be like, "Why, Bernie?"
Yeah, because it is a trend now. I do have a history now of like,
in the bathroom,
ambushing people in the bathroom. That's not a good reputation.
That's all
that's
vulnerable.
You're the barbecue and bathroom ambush guy, Bernie.
But when we went to New Zealand, Joel stayed in Auckland while we went off and had some fun adventures in New Zealand. He was like, I'm happy here. I'm doing my thing.
Yeah, you're very much on your own.
Well, there was gambling there, and it was a city, and it had people in it, and you guys wanted to go look at cows or whatever.
We did.
We have cows in the United States.
We did. We did stay on a pony farm at one point. So
yeah,
it was an Australian pony farm. It's different.
So she's engaged.
Are you?
Look there. Show the hand.
I'm not engaged.
Look.
Why are you wearing a fucking engagement ring on that finger?
Talk to the man next door.
Yeah, why are you? These rules and rings. And
that's what I said.
A lot of rules and rings.
So what is a promise ring?
Essentially, this is just kind of a gift I was given after we decided to start dating. That was like, hey,
she
smiles
from ear to ear every time she talks about
it, too.
We should have a picture of that. She's like nothing but grins.
Sorry.
And blushing.
But yeah. Just
well, it's a very beautiful ring.
It was like, sup, bitch, I like you. And I was like, yo, bitch, I like you too. And here we are.
Bitch, dumpster. I feel like that's exactly how it went. That's the script.
I've never had a situation in my life where I have a conversation with a female, and then she smiles at the end of it.
Where she says, I like you too.
It's kind of weird. All
right, well, let's wrap this up.
So we're doing an interview with Justin
yes.
from
Robot.
Mm-hmm.
Robot. 6OK, mm-hmm. right? And then we are doing, also next week, do you want to kind of tease what we're doing next week?
I'll just say we're doing another
Don't
interview
tease us,
that'll
guys.
Show up next week.
From the developer of a game that we've been talking about lately that we like a lot.
Yes.
And we play.
DuPont?
Jeez, that's cool. That's really neat. I wonder what that is.
God, you with the voices.
That was Miles, by the way.
Don't judge me.
Miles could give us right. any guest in the recap. Like so any of these
so we're ending this portion of the podcast, but keep listening. But there is more podcast.
Where are we going to go to eat, though?
We today. Have some Rudy's. Barbecue.
Hey,
some
give Rudy's. Me a good restaurant to go to in Austin. Like a good, like going out at night, go to eat.
You know what I ate the other day during RTX? Yeah. I ate at the restaurant in the lobby of the W.
Okay.
And they have a ribeye there that they tell you is for two people, but one person can eat it. Let me tell you that right now. And when you're done, they have this thing they call drunken donuts. Which is
awesome.
Donuts served with, like, liquor toppings.
Holy
yes.
shit.
Like, melted caramel with liquor and melted
yes.
chocolate with liquor.
Yes.
Go on.
So eat a steak for two and then eat drunken donuts at the W.
I'm currently in the midst of trying to get permission to air this, but I actually bet Grace from Daily Grace and Hannah from My Drunk Kitchen that they wouldn't just shoot those.
Oh,
they gave us, we were there like really late one night, and they just, the bartender just gave us drunken donuts,
uh-huh.
and I had them do a shot of the dessert uh-huh. dips, and they're pretty big,
uh-huh.
and it's
oh,
a pretty
gross.
Goddamn funny video.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
It was like $100, I'm in, and they're funny as shit, so hopefully yes. I get permission to show that video.
All right.
So you want to go get fat and drunk?
Yes,
yes
let's do
please.
It. Well, thanks for listening, but keep listening. Hey everyone, we have a special segment now. I have Justin here from Robot Entertainment. We just finished wrapping up RTX 2012, and Robot was kind enough to come down and be part of the show on the floor. And, you know, being such a big fan of the games you guys put out, I thought I got to grab you before you leave town, get you on here, so we can chat a bit about the show and how it went for you.
It was awesome, I got to say. Like, this is our first RTX. Well, you've only done two, but this yeah. is the first time we came down here, and it's nice to have a local show. We got to drive down, and the show itself was a lot of fun.
So you guys were here. You're from Dallas, right? Y'all are
yeah,
based out
we're
of Dallas?
North Dallas, yeah.
So you drove down. Not too bad of a drive. So this is the first year, this is the first time we've had RTX, you know, in the Austin Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was your experience? How was the flow for you guys and interacting with the people here?
I really liked it. I mean, we weren't sure what to expect. You know, we've gone to other conventions. We kind of know what we're getting. But coming here, we were like, well, let's go see what this is like. And the community here was actually really awesome. I mean, we had a lot of people, you know, because Rooster Teeth's community is largely born out of Halo. We were showing PC and iOS stuff, so we're like, well, are console people going to react negatively? And surprisingly, everyone was really stoked to play on PC, and they were bringing Hero Academy to Steam. We had that playable here the first time, and people were like gushing over, I can't believe it's coming to Steam. This is great. So it was a really warm reception here. I mean, it was nice to interact with everybody.
Yeah, I guess we should tell everyone like what games you make and what games
yeah.
you're showing off. So Robot, you know, they make, of course, Orcs Must Die, Hero Academy, and Orcs Must Die 2, which is coming out in a few weeks, right?
Yeah, 3 weeks from today, in fact, July 30th.
Wow, it's crazy. So Hero Academy, you said, is coming to Steam. So it's going to be like I play Hero Academy like fucking crazy on my iPhone all the time. So when it's moving to Steam, I haven't had a chance to check it out yet.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like, I guess you use the mouse to click and indicate where you want your
yeah.
your
select your guys and move them the way you would like a little if it was a board game or something on the PC. But yeah, it works pretty much exactly the same. We've done some UI changes basically, but in fact it's cross-platform playable, so the game is completely the same. You can take your matches wherever you go.
So when you say it's cross-platform, does it mean you could play on the PC, you could play against iOS players
yeah.
and vice versa?
Yeah, it's one giant community of players. So you've got your Hero Academy account you sign in with either on the phone, iPad, or on Steam. And yeah, if you don't have an iOS device, you can now play everybody over there.
Hmm.
Or if you have both, you can play some matches on your lunch on your PC and then pick up your iPhone when you get home and keep going. So
that's awesome. I think everyone that I play with is probably really... I play with a lot of guys at the office, and I think they're all probably really pissed off at me since I've been so busy with RTX planning and stuff. I don't think I've submitted a turn in that game in a week.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I've got a mountain of games piled up. I think my notification right now says 33 games waiting for my attention, so I have to get back to it as soon as I'm back in the office.
Yeah, I had to turn the notifications off so I wouldn't feel guilty about it. And then it's not until I load the game I'm like, oh, there's so many
yeah,
waiting for me.
I can't do it. I have to have them. Like, when I check my phone, I need to know who's sending their turns back to me. It's like, I know I'm biased, but I'm completely addicted to it. So I've played every day since it came out.
It's a fun game. And I like that you know, it's the kind of game you can play without having to spend any money if you don't want.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you want to see, like, if you have different teams with different abilities, you can play. And typically, I feel like I like supporting those kinds of games. And, like, I know I've bought every team that has come out for it. And I
think
I paid for some, like, color customizations and avatars and everything. Yeah. It's, like, the kind of thing you're like, oh, yeah, it's only 99 cents. Yeah, sure, why not? I'll get that.
Yeah, I mean, you can play for free. The iOS version, anyway, is a free app. It has ads in it, but it comes with a team that that we work really hard to balance out with the rest of the team. So it's not like if you buy a paid team, you're going to win automatically.
Right.
So you can play for free forever on iOS if you want. The Steam one will be a pay-for-download because we don't have ads in there.
Right.
So, but yeah, I mean, in fact, a huge chunk, massive chunk of our player base plays the free version and remains competitive.
Yeah, the council is the free team.
Yeah,
they have
human fantasy characters, basically.
I get pissed off every time I play them because one of their abilities is the health potion heals them much more than other teams.
Yeah,
and I believe you can also use health potions on downed characters.
Yeah, revive them.
And you cannot do that as any other of the teams.
That's their each team has like their thing, and that's the council is the healing, and yeah, it's. When you've played other teams, you play against the council, you have to factor that in because they can revive from quite a big distance.
Right. Even if the healer's not on the field, they drop a potion.
Drop
a potion. Oh, I forgot about that. Damn it.
That saved me many times in many, many battles, so I'm grateful for it.
Yeah, I feel like any time a new team comes out, I'll always play that team exclusively, like a ton, just to learn it inside and out.
Yeah.
And then once I know it, like, okay, then I go back to random and I just cycle through whatever team I get.
Yeah, I play random all the time, but I have the luxury of playing the teams before they come out to get used to them, so. But yeah, no, it's, we've got four teams out, and then the Steam version's actually going to have the Team Fortress 2 team exclusive to that. So it's all 9 Team Fortress 2 characters as a playable team in the game. And once you've unlocked it on Steam, you can still play it on your iOS device.
Oh, damn it.
They're a lot of fun.
All right, well, I guess I'll be picking that up. So in addition to Hero Academy, you're also showing off Orcs Must Die 2 as well, right?
Yes.
When that's also coming out here pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Steam Hero Academy is August 8th, and Orcs Must Die 2 is July 30th. They're a week apart.
So is that like killer? Do you have like a huge team working on this stuff, or are these guys? Are there a bunch of guys freaking out?
Surprisingly, we don't. Like, I mean, our development team is the Orcs 2 team is a